The American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic
which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta
stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American. That's what I am.
Yeah, good morning. Sovereign Minds! yeah, we were just having a discussion here about punks down there in Sacramento. Sorry, I'm a little late here. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. Today is Sunday. It is September 4th, 2016, and I'm here as your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Linda, and good morning, Red.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability.
Wow, you take a breath.
Post-employment, becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell thanks to a non-existent recovery that has been the mantra of the media corrupted by self-serving politicians.
Yep.
There you have it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And we are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night, except this Monday night.
I was ready for you.
I pitched it up and hit it before you had a chance to swing. But they do stand for limited government fiscal responsibility and adherence to the Constitution.
That's never changed.
And when they do meet, they meet on Vicelli Lane.
3276, I believe, Vicelli Lane.
There you have it. And you've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, talking about all things Jeffersonian. And some things that aren't Jeffersonian. I mean, let's see, Jerry Brown, communist dictator wannabe. Where do we go from there? Let's hand over all your money. He's like a Middle Eastern sheik or something. Hand over all your money. Everybody be happy.
Yeah. Pay that man his money.
Who is this man?
Yeah.
Where do these guys come from?
Don't ask.
Yeah. Willows.
Willows.
Don't ask that one.
The way life on the farm is kind of laid back. Yeah, it's not good.
No.
No. So, let's see. What do we have? Well, we thought we were going to have a guest, and I had queued up a bunch of music because we got this South Dakota thing going on with the Indians and the oil pipeline, so we'll have to skip that over for maybe another day.
Never know.
Yeah, still in contact with somebody back there that's trying to get me a spokesperson with some of the things that went down out there yesterday. They may have been or may not have been arrested. So there was a big confrontation yesterday, I guess. Several people got chewed up by a police dog. A couple horses got attacked by a police dog. There was some back and forth and some people arrested. And hopefully we're going to be able to get a guest out here or a guest on to bring some attention to the situation.
That would have been perfect. I was going to play Come and Get Your Love by Redbone.
it would have fit.
Well, you never know. They still may be able to make contact, and still have them on the radio, but we'll be working towards...
If not, I was told that I could speak to a representative directly from the tribal council Tuesday. So we'll get on that
story. We'll get it on, yeah, absolutely.
And for those of you that don't know what's going on, the largest Native American protest in American history is underway in North Dakota. You know, and I know it's on your nightly news nonstop, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows all about it.
I saw that. No, I didn't, because I shut off my TV. I'm not watching it anymore, because if I want to get Prolo feed or propaganda, I can watch Russian television or Al Jazeera.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, there you have it. I mean, I've had enough. I can't.
The Russians actually have superior propaganda.
They actually do. You know,
they're better at it.
That's right.
They actually have some truth on theirs, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. When it's true, it's when not it's, propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you can get better news feeds out of Russia than you can in America on subjects, you know. Yeah.
I always like the quote from Putin about Obama. Yeah, Obama like playing chess with pigeon. He walks all over board, knocking pieces all over the place, craps on board and says he won.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's actually a real quote. Only it was done by Boris, maybe, instead of Putin. What's his real name?
Well, there's some other good stuff coming out of Iran this morning with good old Big O, too.
Big O. The Big O.
The Big O. The Big O, no.
Oh, God.
I thought it was Big B, Little O.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Somebody take that pen away from him.
God, this guy is a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, we got callers calling in, guys. We got a couple on the line. We've got Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Labor Day to you all. And I am so relieved. I just received my CalSTRS pension report, and I am rolling in dough.
All right.
Oh, if I can read a couple statements from the publication.
So sure, CalSTRS
Gary. Yeah, let us know what they
track
say.
For full funding by the year 2046, after ending the 2015-16 fiscal year, and it's at a 1.4% net return, and the 3-year net return is 7.8%. And another statement, we look at performance in terms of decades, not years. And then another statement says, in other words, instead of having less than 65 cents for every dollar owed in benefits, CalSTRS has more than 68 cents for every dollar owed.
Wow.
And
woohoo! You're buying dinner, Gary, right?
Return is 7.5%. Now, note that they're assuming a 7.5% return. We remain ahead of pace despite this past year's market volatility and posting an average investment of 8.2%. So, Red, I'm rolling in dough, and CalPERS says I am.
Hey.
Yeah, they say all right. It's all good.
So you're buying dinner, right, Gary?
Pardon?
You're buying dinner then, right?
Dinner's on me. We'll all go. So the reason I call, if Red eventually can address that with the PERS and the STERS, and the website here, I think, is calsters.com or some such thing like that. You people are more adept at this than I am. You could tell the teachers that their retirement is
safe
and sorry.
I think we should play Smoke Gets in Your Eyes right now.
Yeah, I can explain that very quickly. They're lying. Just like CalPERS lied through their teeth until the Stanford report came out and forced them to tell the truth. You got the exact same nonsense out of CalPERS, almost word for word, until somebody actually audited the fund, and they were like, oh, yeah, by the way, we've been lying and defrauding the investors the whole time. We're actually $948 billion that we lost, and our unfunded liability is on its way to $1.5 trillion. Sorry about that. We had some misstatements on our previous statements. So
maybe we should play Baghdad Bob instead. They're not coming to Iraqi.
Yeah.
Nobody is invading.
So, what they do is they fail to value their actuaries at what they really are. They, when they lose money, they just push the debt burden of that year out. And you said it was what now to 2046?
Yeah.
Well, last year it was will be funded by 2040. So they've actually had to add another 6 years of accumulating on the fund to meet it, which means they didn't actually meet their 7.25% target rate. They actually must have lost. I don't have my calculator with me, but they actually must have shrunk the fund to have to add another 6 years at 7.25% interest to match a 7.25% for one year.
See, what they're looking for is why they're stretching it out is they're looking for a windfall year to make up for this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. I mean, gee, the stock market is not overvalued at this point, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like in the biggest bubble territory in the history of the world. You know, you got bond bubbles, you got stock bubbles. They've been stuffing the market with counterfeited money to buy back their own stocks.
It's a mess.
What happens when that tanks? Well, then they'll stretch it out to, well, we'll be solvent in like, I don't even know what comes after like 20,046. We go to 33,001, Space Odyssey, and you're talking to Hal, and Hal tells you, hey.
Sorry, Dave.
There is no money, Dave.
I can't do that, Dave.
You mean I can't buy you dinner now?
No.
Well, not unless.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, one other thing. A plug for our Jefferson convention meeting in October. I'm on the education committee. So if you have kids in school or grandkids, you're interested in three-way bathrooms at your kid's school or whatever, be there because we are discussing and formulating some serious issues. One, of course, Common Core will no longer be in existence in the state of Jefferson, as some other things. So it behooves people to be there. They want to have some input in their schools. Now is the time to do it. So, again, thank you very much for what you do, and I'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
And if I could throw in just real quickly on the Education Committee for Jefferson, one of the things that I would love to see is some technical and trade training back in our high schools. I would like to see wood shop, auto shop, things like that back.
You mean those things that you can use later on in life that give you something? And
yeah, I mean,
home economics that teaches you how to balance a checkbook and basic plumbing and
life
skills.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you need any life skills?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm looking at, Caterpillar lays off 25,000
people. Walmart dumped 7,000 people.
Here's the one I was looking for. This is the alternative to manufacturing.
Do we have another call?
Government
Government
workers now outnumber manufacturing workers by 9,932,000. So that's where our manufacturing sector has gone. You know, you've got federal and state and government employees at 23,213,000 people in August, when the manufacturing sector is only 12,281,000. This comes from CNS News. What's the problem? No, it couldn't be. We have too much government and not enough manufacturing. We don't need any trade skills, do we?
No. What is that, about 7% of our population works for the government?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, probably, and then we're looking at
everybody on food stamps.
Roughly 25% are unemployed.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
that
you've
puts
got
us up to where?
You've got 35 to 36% that are ineligible to work because they're too young or too old. Or
now we're at 68%.
Yeah.
68%, depending on the government. Is there a problem here somewhere?
Yeah, 68% of the people that are dependent upon the other 32%.
And what happens to the two guys in Idaho that quit farming potatoes after this? You know, I mean, we're all going to starve.
Yeah.
Anyway, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we do. We've got Nick in Redding on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, I wanted to bring to Mark's attention that I was listening. It's either the first Monday or the Tuesday of the month last this last month when he cornered Carol Ferguson about winning the ACLU. Or Judicial Watch winning the lawsuit, or
no,
getting
no, that's
appeal
it's
sue the IRS.
Excuse me, it's the ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, and
that's right. And if you remember, she said that she was going to check into that because it wasn't reported, and you thought that that should have been in the paper.
Yeah, she said it was big news.
Yeah, well, listen, here's the deal now.
Like
she's
going
to be on Carl Bott's show Monday or Tuesday, and I want you to call her up and corner her why she changed her mind, because it never did make the paper.
Well, the only thing they did is they printed Sally's letter about it, and that was it. So, you know, the real deal is that they're a shill newspaper. They're a rag. I mean, they don't...
Yeah, but the real deal is you need to call up and follow up on that.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I got a question about the real deal. How often a week do you read the Shasta Lantern online?
I try to get to it a couple times a week.
Well, that's good.
It's good.
That's really good.
And that's what more people need to be doing, and that's what you need to be pointing more people towards and supporting an alternative. Instead of whipping the crap out of a dead horse that's never going to move again, start throwing your support behind a new horse, and we'll get you some decent information out there, and to hell with the Record Searchlight.
I'll see if I can't cinch up the saddle and get more people riding that
there you go. We would definitely appreciate
That's what needs to happen. These guys need to go out of business, you know? I mean,
you know where I have encouraged my friends to maybe drop their subscription to the Record Searchlight? I'm thinking about doing the same thing with Carl Bott's show and encouraging people not to listen to that after I listened to Ken Murray on there 2 days. I've never heard such an arrogant person in my life, and I know the history of him, and a lot of the things he says just aren't true, but the disrespect that he paid for Dane Wiggingham by saying Wingington, how do you pronounce that, winging what, you know, and Carl let him get away with it.
Yeah,
and then
I heard that part.
He's on there, and he's going about this state they're trying to create. What's the name of it, Jeffer? What is that? And he's got the arrogance to say, you know, I came up with this idea 15 years ago. I wanted to secede from the state and join the state of Nevada. And I'll tell you, if I hear him on there again, I think that I'll just not listen to him anymore.
I feel your pain there, Nick. I mean, I was listening to a little bit of that myself, and I got to agree with you. Here's the guy that signed the package with the unions back in 07-08 that kind of sunk us in the unfunded liability thing, and he takes zero responsibility for anything. And he, like you say, he is arrogant, and I mean, just one of the things he said, he was having the person there from the Suicide Prevention Watch, and, you know, he's asking her to tell him about it, and he goes, well, give me your spiel. And I'm thinking,
how disrespectful.
How can you, we're talking about people who are, you know, killing themselves, and you have, and it's like a spiel?
I'll never forget when old he and Jones squared off at the Tea Party, and he claimed that he was the only certified negotiator in the city of Reading to represent the city against the unions, and old Jones says, yeah, they asked for 22%, you gave them 22%, you call that negotiating?
Yeah, negotiating when you're, yeah, exactly, negotiating your own pension for the unions.
So I'm so happy to talk to you, and I hope you have a good day.
Thanks, all right, thanks for calling in, Nick.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
And, you know, I understand with Carl and needing to bring people and things like that, but it does seem to be one-sided sometimes. You know, there is another newspaper in town. When's the last time Carl had the Shasta Lantern as a guest?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know,
never?
Ever?
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, it's how much of this crap are you going to peddle?
You know, and to be perfectly honest, the times like when the Shasta Lantern was first getting started and we're putting stories out there, the only kind of coverage we got from Carl Bott was to attack us until we were proved absolutely right every single time.
Right.
And then they just quit talking about us.
Well, and then we can have the girls back. You know, and to Nick's point about having the girls and talk to, you know, you're right. It's like throwing stones in the well and expecting the well water to rise up to the top where you can get the bucket in. And, you know, it's very frustrating for me because these people, they don't give a crap. They're getting paid. They don't give a crap. They come in here. They make fun of everything like it's all one big joke. They don't print any news that's worth printing except what's, you know, basically spoon-fed to them, the pablum from, you know, AP.
That's where they get their money from. That's who writes their paychecks. So they're not going to be journalism like they're supposed to be.
I think they're owned by Scripps. Or Reuters, I don't remember which.
I think it's
Scripps.
It's Gannett now.
Oh, Gannett.
Gannett
bought
them
out.
Oh,
okay, so.
But anyway, they don't do any real journalism.
It's the USA
like
Today folks.
Oh, wow, they're stellar.
Let's give the people a little taste. What do we got going on? What's in the Wretched Flashlights headlines?
I don't know. I never look.
Let's see. You never look in the Wretched Flashlight?
No, never.
They pissed me off
about 3 years ago, and I don't care.
Let's see. What's next for the Guardian Angels in Shasta County? Hundreds fell to file water use reports.
Oh, weird.
Starman Lee's pitch path forward. To plan to counsel for homeless services. Oh, that's good. More homeless services. Proposed bottling plant and waste environmental studies. The buzz on the street. Dave Brenda. Medane opens second location in Reading. Let's see. California Highway Patrol plans a sobriety check on Labor Day. Hermine, I guess that's the Hurricane Hermine.
I think that's Hermione, but I'm not sure.
Hermine?
I think it's Hermine.
They're pronouncing it Hermine.
Hermina.
Oh, I thought it was Hermione, like from Harry Potter.
It's probably Hermina, like, you know, Mexican.
And a methadone clinic could help Reading. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Superintendent accentuates the positive.
Okay.
Let's see. Nisa Donnelly, everyone has their own version of the American dream. You know, that kind of cracks me up a little bit. I wonder if this current era is so problem fraught too with Halcyon years. Not sure exactly what that is. I'll have to look that up. Will be returned should the GOP claim the White House. What is she talking about? You know, I guess the communists have their own American dream. You know, in Cuba and other places. I bet they got their own dream in Venezuela right now.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's not the dream we're thinking of.
There's
revolution
underway in Venezuela.
Yeah, they're eating zoo animals. Yeah. So, hey, let's go to the zoo and we'll cook a tiger up.
They're in the streets in the capital this morning by the millions.
Yeah. See, there is a difference between dreaming and reality. The American dream was about self-reliance, you know, work ethic, following the Constitution. It's not about everybody gets a free cell phone and, you know, oh, diversity. Yeah, we all just need to lock arms and sing kumbaya. It's not about that. It's about self-reliance. It's about limited government. It's about being responsible fiscally. Oh, yeah, I got an idea. Let's double our debt in the last 8 years and call us fiscal responsibility and we save the world. No. Look around the world. Is it being saved? No, it's in freaking imploding.
Badly.
I guess that just didn't make the headline in the Fleshlight. Because, wow, where's the story about Venezuela? Where's the story about all of the refugees that are you know, knocking people in the head over there in Germany and the people pushing back? Where's all the stories? Where's the story about the gal up in Idaho whose daughters.
Let's look a little bit what you get out of the lantern. California special districts, regional government hiding in plain sight. California's top export continues to be the middle class. State revenue following behind estimates thanks to excessive taxation. Jerry Brown may now be forcing you to save for retirement.
Yeah.
Jerry Brown illegally is extending the cap and trade without the required two-thirds vote. Where's this stuff?
Here's one that we need to get in that I just pulled up today. FBI report. Hillary's emails included porn links.
Weird.
That wouldn't happen. Oh, I guess the fact that they were smashing their cell phones wasn't news. Right when they were under indictment, you know, smashing their cell phones with hammers. Really, that's not mainstream news. That's not newsworthy. Is it Fleshlight? Yeah. Is it KCNR? Really? Yeah, you guys are. To even call yourselves journalism is a frickin' joke.
Yeah, let's take a sampling of the headlines you're going to get out of the lantern. U.S. journalist arrested in Turkey after escaping a Syrian prison. That's not news. Turkey's arresting our journalists. North Korea's naval forces are getting serious upgrades that are becoming a threat to the U.S. Navy. Jerry Brown.
War? You mean war is important?
Jerry Brown may force you to save for your retirement. That might not be important, huh? Governor Brown is basically adding backdoor media licensing. Oh, okay, that's not important. Walmart's canning 7,000 people. That's not news. Deutsche Bank just refused delivery of physical gold to its investors. That's not news at all.
Oh, that's not news at all. No. Yeah. So none of this stuff matters. What matters is we need to worry about the homeless in our town. Well, we would have a whole lot less of them if we worried about the stories that were actually important, like our freaking government out of control.
Yeah, how about the fact that the third largest shipping company in the world just filed for bankruptcy?
Weird, man.
Not news.
Not news. Bankrupt. You know, they're seizing their ships. They can't even, you know, put their stuff on shore because they're bankrupt. And, let's see. Oh, hundreds fail to file water use reports. Wow.
How about Obama's appointing a Puerto Rico control board after a bond default to bail out Puerto Rico? That's not important.
Starman and Lee pitched Path Forward plan to Council for Homeless Services. That's what we need, is more government and more spending.
Yeah, the Brazilian president was just removed from office for fraud.
Wow, this is just,
that's not news.
That's not news, is it?
No.
No, there's no media bias, is there? I mean, you know, like, what? You know, I'm so sick of these guys and their crap. That's why, you know, I totally get what Nick's saying. These guys should be slammed against the wall hard. But the real deal is, you could slam these guys against the wall hard and use the same hammers that Hillary and those guys used to break up their cell phones, when they were under subpoena by the Congressional Committee of Oversight. They would just stand there and let you hit them in the head and go, what?
Nothing ever gets done about it. No. So we might as well take our time and our energy and spend it towards something that we can make a difference. And
the people got to wake up and say, hey, good grief. Who are these people that are supposed to be the mainstream news? I mean, I'm looking at this. Part of what we're going to talk about is media bias today. I mean, in New Jersey, a retired police officer used a sledgehammer to break a window in an overheated car to rescue a baby who was locked in while the mother was shopping. And he had a Trump T-shirt on. 2016 Trump. And what did CNN do? They blurred out the
Trump T-shirt.
Because they were more worried about, really?
Instead of that's the reporting
Washington
the
Post.
Real story about the baby being in the car and the guy saving the baby.
And the guy just happened to be a Trump supporter. Oh, no, we couldn't give Trump any. Unbelievable. Let's go to a break.
All right, with that, if you have a question or comment, please give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter.
Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Smoke gets in your eyes, and sometimes they blow it right up your keister, too.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah.
And how did that feel?
You know, and where's the responsibility of these people to check all this stuff out? I mean, if this all stuff, if we are just completely full of crap, okay, that'd be one thing. But check out some of these stories. Check out and follow these things up, because you do have a responsibility and an obligation as a journalist, as an American. As an American, to find out what's going on in your country so that you can preserve our way of life. Freedom, oh, I don't know, freedom, First Amendment, Second Amendment, all these things. They're not under attack, are they?
Yeah, they are.
All of the above.
Unbelievable.
It's under attack, it's unbelievable.
As journalists, why are they not incensed about the fact that California has passed a law that basically puts restrictions on the freedom of the press, and you have to get licensed from the state of California to approve your methods of collecting data for journalism? Not a peep, not a squeak, not a nothing.
Yeah,
and
I know.
What's even worse about it is I bet you money they're not staying quiet about it. I bet you they're not even informed enough to know that it happened.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. So
attacking our First Amendment, all right?
By the way, I intend not to comply with that or ask for a license for anything I do journalistically.
Well, there is that, too. I mean, we're getting to the, you know, we're not going to do it. We're not going to comply. And, you know, I've got another story that I wanted to bring up about the Ninth Circuit upholds the ban on gun sales to marijuana card holders like it was a victory. Really? Yeah. So what happens when they decide to ban your ability to hold a gun because you're on pills or you've had too much to drink?
Well, they're already working on that.
When you're a veteran.
They're already working on it, yeah.
Or when you're a constitutional conservative. You know, the idea that, these guys in this redneck crap about this stupid marijuana, you know, they can't see that they're, you know, gee, if they take their rights away, how safe are yours?
That's how they get in the door.
Exactly.
It's so stupid. It's unbelievable. And I was looking at some of the comments, and it was like, are you freaking kidding me?
And with that, we do have a couple callers on the line. On the first line, I believe we have Dar. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning. I have a few things here, and I don't know how long I have, but do you know, have you read the platform for Republicans or the platform for the Democrats this year?
No.
Well, a couple things on the Republican platform is they've adopted, as in July, calls for a rebirth of constitutional government and supports the public display of the Ten Commandments and pledges to defend the conscience rights of all Americans in the face of the onslaught of the homosexual agenda. And then the Democratic platform, they want the eradication of the death penalty, legalization of marijuana, and they want pledges to fight for the continued development of sex discrimination law to cover the LGBT people, and it also calls for the repealing of the Hyde Amendment, which bans tax money from being used for abortions.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I have here a few other things. They're just headlines in one of my magazines, one of my conservative magazines. A senior master sergeant, Oscar Rodriguez, he was forcefully removed from an Air Force base for mentioning God. And it talks about, there's another one, the end of absolute America's new moral code. It says some adults, they interviewed said they admitted that they are uncertain about how they determine right from wrong. And Jimmy Carter said that Jesus would approve gay marriage and some abortions. In Iowa, they want to control what the churches say and put a bill to say what the churches can say in their sermons. Cracking down on freedom of churches.
The IRS wants to completely rewrite the rules on nonprofits now. That just came up this last week. I could pull the story up where they want to completely eliminate the 501c3 and fours from any political speech, even getting out the vote, any of that stuff. So, these guys are definitely out of control across the board on both sides, and they pick and choose the issues that they want to bolster their platform with to pander to the voters, and then they'll turn around and do something exactly the opposite against their constituents. Our case in point is, our guy here votes after he gets paid off from Monsanto.
Well,
the thing is that the Christians, the Christians need to pay attention to this. If a minister has a right to say what he has in his church, what comes from the Bible, and many of the things that come from the Bible are against what's going on in our country right now.
Well, they need to stand up, because if they don't, they're the first ones in line that's going to lose their rights. That's what they need to understand.
They should be able to stand up there in the pulpit and say who they think you should vote for, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yes, it says so in the Bible. It does. There's political things in the Bible that says that, that you can say what you need to say against the state.
Right.
Or another one is Obama appoints transsexual to his faith advisory council. And this is another thing. All the persecution of our Christians across the world. China is now demanding that church give them their tithes and their donations. They've also destroyed a number of churches, Christian churches in China.
Well, I guess in Syria they just cut your head off, and that's okay too, I guess. But
well, look what's going on in South Africa, the killing of the Christians.
Where's our president, who's supposed to be a Christian?
He doesn't go to church.
Oh yeah.
He's the first president we've ever had who doesn't go to church. They don't even celebrate Christmas the way we celebrate Christmas.
But boy, it's a sweet sound of the crier in the morning coming from the top of the minaret at sunset or whatever, the Ramadan or whatever it is. I mean,
and then he's bringing in 10,000 more Syrians by the end of September.
Well, he's already got this 10,000 in, and Hillary wants to bring in another 65,000. The 10,000's already here.
If that's the right number.
There's more than that.
I was going to say, I don't believe that number.
That's the official number.
2 weeks ago, U.S. Southern Command, the S2, which is the intelligence section of U.S. Southern Command, estimated 30,000 Sunni extremists have crossed the border since January 1st.
Well, with that said, I want to play a little clip here from Twin Falls, Idaho, the rape of a 5-year-old child by 3 refugees. Did not result in arrests for more than 2 weeks, before 2 weeks had passed. Federal officials are not happy about news coverage of this incident, presumably because it might create public opposition to the immigration program currently underway. U.S. Attorney Wendy Olson announced that anyone who speaks inaccurately about this case, which means if they imply that the immigration program is at fault, could face federal charges. That's Breitbart on August 31st. So,
well, you know what, Wendy Olson? This administration's immigration program led to enabling people to enter this country that raped a 5-year-old child. Come arrest me.
And that wasn't in the record fleshlight, was it?
No.
Yeah. Well, you don't hear about it anywhere.
And what about that man, that Chinese doctor in Southern California, who was coming out from the restaurant or wherever he was, and a black woman came up and accused him of running over her bicycle. And she said, "You owe me $150." And he said, "I didn't run over your bicycle." And then a black man came up and just completely beat his face in.
Yeah, I
now,
guess
that
wasn't
on the news either.
Hmm. Well, you have doctors right here in Reading that are molesting children, from what I understand. So, and you see that all over the news?
What did you say?
Yes, there's a doctor here that has been accused.
No, he didn't molest anybody. He ran over.
No. This
no,
is
we're
here.
About two different
this
things.
Is another
so
article.
And
yeah.
Here. So anyway, let's move on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Star. So anyway, we also know that George Soros, the emails that were leaked this last week or so, says that he's supporting Black Lives Matter for a hidden agenda.
The Ford Foundation just contributed $100 million to Black Lives Matter.
I'd stay away from the doctor thing at this point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. So.
I do. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just saying.
Anyway.
It's right in your hometown. My point is, it's going on. You don't have to look very far. And stuff is going on in your backyard. And you need to start standing up and getting together with other people with the same thoughts and doing something about what's going on. You don't have to go across the globe. You don't have to go across state lines.
Has there
it's
been
right
any been any charges, or is this just rumors?
No, there has been charges.
Oh, there has been charges.
Yes.
I haven't seen that story.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. We'll have to follow up on that maybe
yeah.
a little bit.
I'll get more information. But again, back to the point is that stuff is happening in our backyards across the board on all different subjects, and people need to realize that. It's touching you now right in your backyard. When are you going to realize that and stand with your allies and do something about
well,
it and
then,
come together?
You know, and that's, that goes into the G disarmament from California. And it also, but I'm going to play this little clip. I assume that this is the mother of the 5-year-old that was raped. And this is just a little 3-minute clip. I'm going
to
play.
Well, do we want to, before we play that, go to our second caller
we'll
and then. Signe on the line. Good morning, Signe.
I didn't realize we had another caller.
Are you there?
Hello, Signe. Good morning.
Maybe we don't have another caller on the line.
Well, if you can hear us, call back and we'll put you on.
I'm here.
Okay, good morning.
I'm sorry, my mute button got pressed.
Oh, that's okay. What you got for us?
Well, I want to thank you all for your hard work investigating and bringing the bad truth about what's happening. And I want to again come to you and encourage you about the good side of it all, and that is if we just keep exposing the truth in what's happening and exposing the truth, God's truth, and how to fight it, we're to be soldiers of the cross and pray and humble ourselves, our whole nation, and individually just for our own soul. And these things are going to continue to happen because it's always going to be a battle between good and evil. Because from my understanding, Satan is the prince of this world, but God is the king of kings of the whole universe. And he will come to our aid and he will fight some battles for us. But he always has a way of downsizing the numbers of the fighters with all the other people praying, I think, more, so that he can get the glory. God wants the world to see that it's him.
What?
And you guys are doing such a good job, and I know our Constitution was founded by people that based it on the truth of the Bible and God, and Jefferson is, and you guys are, and I think it's in some ways very appropriate you're on Sunday morning, because I listen and I'm inspired to fight and pray, and then I go to church.
Very good.
And so thank you, and I just want to tell you that I remind you to not be discouraged and don't give up in doing good and focus. We've got to redirect after every battle because we're not fighting flesh and blood, but the powers and principalities of darkness, and Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is the father of all lies. So we need Jesus Christ, the truth, to fight for in us. And we have him in our hearts. So the battle's not lost.
Oh, I don't believe so.
Not even close.
No.
Yeah, no, we're just starting to gain momentum at this point.
Yeah,
no, we're not saying
the
there's no hope.
Turning.
We're not saying that there's no hope at all, that's for sure.
Well, during when you were talking, Bob's phone went off, and it sounded like a trumpet, and I was like, oh crap, the trumpet just sounded, oh, no, we're not done yet.
Where's that coming from?
That's pretty cool. Funny things. He has a sense of humor, you know.
There you have it. So.
Anyway, so thank you so much, and I just want everybody listening to be encouraged, because I know when I go to certain meetings, there's a lot of people that become fearful and worried, and Jesus said, don't worry about anything.
Yeah.
So
you gotta,
you just fight.
Yep, gotta fight the good fight. Absolutely.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And people shouldn't be being fearful. They should be angry. They should be tempered. They should be steeling themselves for the fight.
There is righteous anger.
And there's a reckoning that is coming. You can feel it.
Yeah.
It's not just a reckoning for one side or the other. There's a reckoning for a lot of things that are coming, because there's a lot going on that's wrong, and it's not just Republican wrong or Democrat wrong, or
it goes to the basic morality of our society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the crux of the whole matter. There's a lot of issues like sound money and, you know, limited government and, you know, all these other issues and so forth, but the crux of the matter goes to the morality that has been debased, where there is no right or wrong, it's only what makes me feel good, and that is the problem. In a nutshell, it used to be that if you were a liar, you were ostracized. You weren't elected to president. I mean, that's...
You mean you weren't getting promoted if you lied?
No.
Now, we've got a gal running for president who is absolutely proven to be a liar over and over and over and over, to replace another person who is absolutely proven to be a liar over and over and over again. Who are these people that are voting for these guys, unless this is also fixed with electronic voting devices that it doesn't matter? Who would vote for a known liar? I don't give a crap whether you like Trump or not, but why would you put a criminal in the White House knowingly?
Because she's going to protect your rights to smoke weed and marry whoever you want.
And I get free phones, and I get free money in the mailbox every month.
I have only one question. Who moved my cheese?
Yeah.
Huh. It's a good book.
It's a really good book. Short,
good book.
Sweet, and simple.
Yeah, very simple.
Yeah.
Well, I just let you know I got my running shoes on.
Yeah,
and I just want to address Signe's comment about fear.
I'm wearing flip-flops, so I'm screwed.
I ain't got to outrun the enemy, just my slowest friend.
Oh, yeah, but I'm packing, so it doesn't matter.
Well, now you just blew it.
It depends on what I'm packing.
Well.
Oh, wow, I'm not going there.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to leave it alone. But I wanted to go back to that when she said
about
fear.
I was just talking about juicy fruit.
As my buddies back home in Humboldt used to say, you're still not getting to Italy in a rowboat.
But her comment about fear.
Oh, boy.
Never mind, go ahead.
Anyway, about the fear part. You know, there's nothing wrong with having fear. In my opinion.
Fear's a motivator.
But, yeah, that doesn't mean you quit. That doesn't mean you give up. That doesn't mean you back down just because you have some fear.
Well, it's not like you're Robert Duvall walking out in Apocalypse Now with all the crap flying around you going, yeah, I like the smell of that napalm in the morning. It just smells like victory. You know, I mean, that's beyond stupid.
It just makes me, like you say, be more motivated.
One of the things that drives me probably the craziest in the whole argument is those that are so vocal and loud about standing up for protecting their rights are not willing to protect the rights of others. It's hypocritical.
Yeah.
And
you smoke marijuana because you have cancer. Take his gun.
Take his gun away. Yeah, and half of the people are going to celebrate that.
I know.
He's had his fundamental right. He's had his Second Amendment removed from him.
Right.
And you're going to celebrate that.
Yeah.
Because why?
Because you don't like pot.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Oh, what are you saying? That you like pot?
No. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it's none of my damn business.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I'm going to get your gun now because you're drinking coffee.
The argument about gay marriage, okay? Oh, is it right? Is it wrong? Why is the government making that choice at all?
I'll let God do the Sodom and Gomorrah stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's between them and God. It's none of my business.
Right.
I can tell them that I think it's evil. I can tell them I think you're going
to
burn in hell.
I don't want
this.
You teaching my kids that it's an alternative lifestyle that they should embrace.
No. Especially out of one side of your mouth, you're saying that you have to tolerate this and you have to not teach this, but it's okay to teach this. I'm tired of the hypocrisy.
All right.
And we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned with us. Yeah. For the next hour, this is Sovereign Minds, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is your life.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Hermine is not done with us yet. The big storm spinning off the coast of Maryland today, expected to return to hurricane strength any moment now.
It's not going to be going very far for the rest of the holiday weekend, so it's going to be pushing the ocean toward the coastline. Just a really bad weekend to be at the beach and on boats.
National Hurricane Center Director Rick Nabb. The death toll from Hermine is 2, with untold amounts of damage up and down the East Coast. Hundreds of thousands of people lost power during the storm's visits from Florida to Maryland. The G20 Economic Summit is taking place in China today, and President Obama is using the opportunity to try and hammer out a peace plan for Syria with the Russians.
It's premature for us to say that there is a clear path forward, but there's the possibility, at least, for us to make some progress on that front.
As the talks continue, the Syrian government is launching an offensive today aimed at Aleppo. A nationalist anti-immigration party performed strongly in a German state election today in the region where Chancellor Angela Merkel has her political base, likely overtaking her conservative party in second place. Exit polls put support for Alternative for Germany in today's election for the state legislature in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania about 21%. They put support for Merkel's Christian Democrats at 19 or 20%, which would be their worst result yet in that state. New York City police plan to double the number of police officers patrolling a Brooklyn neighborhood when a procession of steel drums and costumed revelers kicks off in the wee hours of tomorrow morning. That's after an aide to New York's governor was killed by a stray bullet last year during the Juve, a carnival celebrating Caribbean culture that's been held just before dawn each Labor Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Nigeria's military says some officers are selling arms and ammunition to Boko Haram, indicating the corruption bedeviling the country's fight against that Muslim terrorist group, despite government efforts to halt graft. The admission comes 3 weeks after the Nigerian army said a military tribunal is trying 16 officers and troops accused of offenses related to the fight against Boko Haram, including the theft and sale of ammunition. President Buhari has blamed corruption for the deaths of thousands in the seven-year Islamic uprising that's killed more than 20,000 people. British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning that Britain faces some, quote, difficult times as it prepares to leave the European Union following the June referendum. She tells the Andrew Marr Show in an interview today that not all would be, quote, plain sailing as Britain withdraws from the 28-nation bloc. She says in her first extended interview she will not call early elections. News and analysis at townhall.com. A new skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles has become the tallest building west of the Mississippi River.
Construction workers Saturday placed a 10-ton spire on top of the Wilshire Grand Tower, adding another 160 feet to the 73-story building. That makes it 1,099 feet high, 81 feet higher than the nearby U.S. Bank Tower, which had held the tallest building record since 1989. There's still work to be done on the Wilshire Grand, with the billion-dollar hotel and office complex scheduled to be open in March of 2017. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 4th, the 248th day of 2016. There are 118 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1886, a group of Apache Indians led by Geronimo surrendered at Skeleton Canyon in Arizona. And on this date in 1888, George Eastman got a patent for his roll film box camera and registered his trademark, Kodak. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Community radio for the North State, and yeah, we're kind of like one toke over the line here, a catchy little tune. You know something? Yeah. You know, I think that beer should be legal, and you shouldn't get your guns taken away because you drink beer. Doesn't mean I recommend that you get drunk.
Well, I think you should have a doctor's recommendation to be required to carry a permit for your beer, too.
Yeah, that's it. That would go over like a lead balloon, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. They tried that once. It was called Prohibition.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It didn't work.
Oh, and then they had to amend the Constitution. What changed? Back then they had to redo the Constitution because they didn't have the right to regulate alcohol. Now they didn't change the Constitution because they actually revoked that, and now they have the right to regulate everything.
If I just pay you some money.
Else.
But it's been that way a really long time.
But that makes it right.
Yeah.
So, with that, we're going to play this little clip here from Idaho. I got it on my computer, Bob, just in case you're looking for it and it's not there. And sorry.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Yeah, I know. But we did play it and it checked it out, and there's no swearing or anything. But this is, but seriously, this goes to what we've been talking about with these immigrants and this administration covering up for these immigrants anything that they do. All you got to do is look at Europe. Where is the media? I mean, they're completely out of control in Europe. These Syrian refugees, you know,
refugees, and they're not immigrants.
Oh, they're actually ISIS in disguise. Some of them.
They're not
illegals.
Good people?
Oh, that's it.
I believe the politically correct term is migrants.
Migrants. Oh, see, I'm not politically correct, so that's why I don't know about that. The illegal alien immigrants that are coming from Syria. And oh, I don't know. They said the estimate was like only about 10% of them are freaking terrorists. I mean, that's good. So if we let 10,000 in, which is the last count, the official count, it's probably a lot more. That's only 1,000. Yeah. That's only 1,000 terrorists now here. What could go wrong? What kind of damage could 1,000 terrorists do?
What happened to all the people that flooded across the border a year and a half ago that we were housing at military bases that we weren't giving our own congressmen access to? Where'd all those people go?
Maybe Idaho.
I'm not sure. Where do you end up at?
I don't know.
Everybody
and then,
forgot about
now you see those buses that are, you know, those big, huge commercial buses and all the windows are,
well, that's
are
the,
whited out and they're going back and forth up and down I-5. I'm just saying.
Well, the Gulf cartel actually got caught smuggling people over the border in U.S. immigration buses.
Yeah. Well, and Hillary wants to let 65,000 more in, according to her statement. And, oh, what could... Okay, so now we're up to 7,500 terrorists in the country. If that happens, does anybody see a... Am I the only one here that thinks that that could be a real problem? 7,500 terrorists running around the country? You know, doing things like they do in Middle Eastern countries, like blow people up, have suicide bombers, you know, throw gay people off. Shoot them in bars. You know, shoot a bunch
you
of gay
are
people.
So
and,
racist.
I know. I'm such a jerk. I can you imagine that happening at all?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like they do, they throw them off buildings and things like that. And then
they were committing suicide.
And then they behead a lot of people too. I know that's tough on a Labor Day weekend to sort of conceptualize. But
you're a white heterosexual Christian male. You are the biggest threat to the LGBT community that there is.
I'm not cutting her head off anytime soon.
Oh, you're not throwing them off buildings?
Pretty much not. Not shooting them in bars anytime soon. Sort of avoiding those bars, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything against bars, but, you know, it's like I'm not going to the Blue Oyster tonight, you know. So, you know, just saying. But the problem is this administration is covering up for this stuff. Oh, this administration just is the absolute epitome of bull crap. Okay, remember when he first got in office, it was like, yeah, I think he's a socialist. The media was out in arms. He's not a socialist. You can't call him a socialist. You know?
Just don't like him because he's black.
And then it was like, oh, well, I think he's a communist. You can't call... Well, we acknowledge that he's probably has socialist tendencies, even though he's probably not. He's a Christian fundamentalist, freedom conservative guy. No, but at that... No. And now we can call him a communist openly. He's a Muslim. No, he's not. He's not a Muslim. He's not. He doesn't support anything. He only lets Muslims out of the country and refugees. But I think he let like 35 Christians out after, I don't know, half a million got killed. Beheaded. But that's okay. We'll have a bunch of Syrian, you know, 10% Syrian terrorists. Get them out of there. They're in trouble so that they could just, you know, they could infiltrate Europe.
How come nobody asked?
Oh, yeah. What about
flavor,
Gitmo?
How come nobody asked what flavor of Muslim he is? Is he Sunni? Is he Shia?
Sunni or Shia is the only question I have.
My money's on Shia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's why we've flipped the world on its head and tossed aside our traditional allies and are sucking up to people like Iran.
Oh, yeah, and they kind of, like, gave him a bunch of money, you know, billions of dollars. And no agreement was signed, remember? Oh, yeah.
The billions of dollars was for hostage release.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And to get our sailors back.
That was not ransom.
That was
if you
ransom.
Say that, I'm just going to – I'm cutting your mic.
Ransom.
Bob. Cut his mic, damn it. But, I mean, how much lies and deceit and crap are you guys going to swallow out there? So with that said, here's a little clip from Idaho that I guess just didn't get reported.
From the time that the rapes occurred, how long did it take before arrests were made?
The rape occurred on June 2nd. Arrests were on the 17th, we believe.
Okay. And what happened after that? Was there publicity about the story at that point?
It was gaining some momentum, and U.S. Attorney Wendy Olson came out with a statement which had questionable language, intimidating language, that seemed to imply that there could be federal charges against Idahoans who she felt spoke inaccurately about this case.
Who appointed her?
Obama appointed Wendy Olson.
Okay, so President Obama appointed her. And when you say, so she was basically threatening people for talking about the case, or?
It is the impression that her verbiage gave the people. It was a threatening kind of verbiage. Arrest is threatening.
Yeah.
When you imply that in a position as a U.S. attorney to Idaho, of course it's going to seem threatening to the people. And it was intimidating to local people.
And so how do you feel that affects her objectivity? How do you feel about that?
It's absolutely biased her. She does not have objectivity. I'm not aware of a statement that she made that indicated any protective action for citizens or even a compassion statement for the victim or their family.
And why do you feel that what Wendy Olson said is important? Do you think it's got some...
American culture depends on our liberties that are established in the Constitution. And she's infringed in that verbiage she used against one of the basic rights that Americans have, which is the right to have freedom of speech. And it has violated people to the point that they have felt intimidated. And American culture is founded on the Constitution. If we don't have the confidence in that, we don't have a culture.
And there have been plenty of other cases, I'm thinking of Black Lives Matter cases, for instance, where there were rumors all over the place. And have you ever heard of a U.S. attorney making that kind of statement about rumors?
No, I have not. She's just taken this statement out of all the other events going on to make a threat against Idahoans. Very inappropriate for someone of that office.
In general, do you feel like there's been a double standard applied to the people to your group, the activists speaking out for the victim? Do you feel like a double standard's been applied to you?
On a national level, I think we could make a very good case that a double standard has been applied.
And do you feel locally that that's the case, too? Do you think that they treated this case differently than they would have if the races had been different, or if it had been three Mormon boys raping a refugee girl, do you think it would the local media would have treated it differently?
I imagine the local media would have treated it differently. I don't have insight whether or not this is how Idahoans, Southern Idahoans, always treat child rape, and if it is, it's an absolute offense.
Yeah, the media wouldn't treat anything differently, would they? Not like in our town, would they? You know, she said something very insightful, though. If we don't have a constitution, we don't have a culture. Now, have we been getting a constant attack on our constitution here of late, you know, the last few years?
It's been quite a while.
So, that's the American dream, is embodied in the Constitution, embodied in the Founding Fathers' intent at what the Constitution says, not some local judge, you know, like I went before on the Red Flex camera thing, and it's like, well, it says in the Constitution, you know, that I have a right to a jury trial in any matter over $20, and she says, well, I interpret the Constitution differently. Well, you know something? I didn't know that we were paying these judges at the local level to interpret the Constitution differently. Okay? I didn't know that these guys had the power to interpret the Constitution and apply it in their courtroom. That is a travesty. Okay?
Well, that's this thing up there in Idaho. You have a United States District Attorney, a federal officer, threatening to arrest anybody who speaks out about this case? Really? So
yeah.
we have a 5-year-old girl who has had her life completely destroyed, her innocence ripped away from her.
By immigrants, refugees from Syria. I mean, read my lips if you can see them. Syrian refugees. I guess that's not newsworthy in our little world.
That incenses me on such a personal level. I don't even have words.
I know.
I don't even have words.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And in the meantime, what really does matter is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Alaska, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, upheld a federal regulation. Really? I didn't know they could actually regulate your ability. Oh, wow. I guess they're just interpreting the Constitution different. To regulate medical marijuana cardholders from buying guns. That's more important.
Where is that authority granted in the Constitution?
Not.
Show me.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm looking at the Hill. Court upholds gun ban on medical marijuana cardholders, you know, and... that's important. We should know all about the banning of our guns, but we shouldn't know about the frickin' scumbags that they're letting into our country that are raping our 5-year-old children. That's not important. What's important is that, oh, yeah, we got the medical marijuana guys again, didn't we?
Well, that's the thing. Is
really?
Yeah, let's not anybody know about what happened. We're more interested in protecting the good name of these people that are coming in than we are for bringing justice for a 5-year-old little girl who has been destroyed on a level that most people couldn't even imagine. That is so sick and disgusting. Mm-hmm. And that broad ought to be dragged out in the street with those guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I didn't see anything about, you know, in their rag about the FBI report about Hillary's email, you know, including porn links, which, okay, whatever. But, her crushing her cell phones with hammers. And
we do have a caller on the line. Yeah, we do. We have Andrew and Bernie. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I want to celebrate fermentation and also comment on they celebrated Orwell's birthday, I think, in the Scandinavian countries this last week by placing birthday hats on cameras and microphones and such. Here we are, folks. Here we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank God for good scotch. the technocracy rising. They're throwing so much at us. That's what we're seeing. You can't just pick one little battle. When we look at the SDR rights are going to be drawn probably
that's on
by,
the 30th.
Yes, the 30th at 4 p.m. What's going to happen, Mark?
Well, we're
going to... The dollar is going to go where?
Yeah, we're going to lose our world reserve currency status, and our dollar's probably going to tank. No big deal. But we got the medical marijuana, guys.
What's happening today in China?
Yeah, I mean they're falling apart over there. I mean, you know,
what I mean is the G20 right now.
Oh well, they're getting their yuan put into the SDR drawing rights at the at the IMF. Absolutely.
Okay, so we have what 25 days, 24, 26 days. What?
Nope. Yeah, I don't know. Life is.
I don't think we've got that long.
I think this whole thing is going to collapse pretty soon. I mean, you can't keep this up. You know, and we're told that the unemployment rate went down with this last jobs report. You know, there's no media bias. You worked 4.9%. You know,
those of us will survive because we're aware and we have planned, and then we just have
sure.
The EBT cards are going to quit really soon, I think. Let's look at Hanjin right now. Look at the first part of the year,
yep.
Where there was no raw materials being shipped in the marine areas for anything to be built or manufactured. Now we're how many months out? And we're seeing Hanjin down, Walmart down.
Hanjin
stuff
just declared bankruptcy.
There.
Yeah, Hanjin just declared bankruptcy. Absolutely.
They're done.
Yeah.
Anyway, Scott.
Well, that's how the Celts didn't take over the world. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yo, I love part of that too, lad.
Anyway. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
and on the eighth day, God created whiskey to stop the Celts from taking over the world.
I think I'll take a wee little drink now.
Well, I think I have a blade of grass that's been from falling off. But
there you have it.
Anyway, all right, great show, guys.
Hey, thanks
all
Andrew.
Thanks.
Yeah,
but
See, that's where I disagree with a lot of the reasoning that, oh, yeah, the food stamps are going to get cut off. And no, they're not. That's the sector of the populace.
They're just not going to be worth anything, and you can't buy nothing.
They're not worth anything now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fictional digits that they add to a card digitally.
And I
and they're going to expand that because, what? Okay, if...
Do you know who's in charge of that program? Do you know who runs the ATV cards? J.P. Morgan Chase. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay. That actually
it all makes sense
me.
Now, doesn't it?
Okay, so basically they're not adding money per se to your EBT card. They're adding...
Digits.
They're adding debt bonds.
Yeah, more digits, the better.
So if you are in charge of everything and you have a certain part of the populace that is dependent upon you and domesticated upon you and your goodwill and your ability to provide for them... And you're engineering a plan to collapse all that. Are you going to, you know, disenfranchise the part of the population that you have under control to turn them against you also, so you've got to fight everybody? Or are you going to keep the portion of the population you already have under control and try to expand it because the only way you're going to be able to eat is get a frickin' EBT card?
But he's a good guy, Red.
This whole nonsense of, oh, they're going to cut off the benefits to everybody. No, they're not.
They're going to expand them. Absolutely right. But they're going to cut off all you working guys' benefits, because there's not going to be any benefits there. Yeah.
You're going to work for cash that's not worth anything, or you could not work for digits that really aren't worth anything, but you can go to the store and buy food with them because the government vouches for it.
Until they get enough people on them, and then they can start taking those digits away.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's thinking this morning.
I want my digits, and I want them now.
Yeah. Why do you think the banks are trying to push us away from a cashless society into digital currency?
I want my digits.
Because they want
Pretty
to issue
much there.
Cards to everybody yeah. so that they can – they want you on an EBT card so they can track what you're buying, how much of it you're buying, what's your allotment. Stop thinking of an EBT card as money. It's not money. It's a ration card.
It's control.
It is a ration card, and they're going to want to expand the ration program. They want to break it where you can't purchase your own food, so you
Unless
have to
you
go
have
to the government
one.
For a frickin' ration card.
But I want to be fat, stupid, lazy, and independent on the government. Isn't
if
that?
You don't have a ration card, you don't get nothing.
Whoa, wait a minute. Do I get a subscription to the NFL Network with my ration card?
As long as I have a big screen TV, I don't care.
All right, we're good.
What media bias? This is an article here from G. Edward Griffin. Many people do not believe that the media bias is a serious problem because they think that competing news outlets offset each other. Even those who know that the same bias often is shared by all mainstream outlets have difficulty in seeing it when it happens. That is because bias not only alters and withholds information, if well executed, it appears to be objective and fair. Does that sound any familiar? Let's see. We report, you decide, or is it we decide what to report? I'm confused. This week's news contains several stories that shows this dramatically. Usually the deception remains well hidden. Professionals rarely bungle the job so badly that the truth breaks out through the surface, but that's the case in these reports. So the first report is the New Jersey guy. You know, they wiped out his T-shirt so it didn't say Trump on it. That was CNN. You know, you can go look that one up. Google is skewing its internet service to favor Hillary Clinton. Wow. From RT, let's see, it's programming its search engines to filter suggestions for people who are seeking information about her health. Google said, I know. What?
Yeah, if you're seeking out for the truth.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So I'll just push this little button because I'm Google.
What? Google says it is merely avoiding offensive or disparaging terms. But it literally has censored the news. Eric Schmidt, former CEO of Google and top stockholder, has actively actively campaigned for Hillary. That's an RT, August 31st. No.
They wouldn't do that.
Let's see. Then we've got Dr. Drew.
And how much money did they give to the Clinton Foundation?
I'm
just asking.
I don't know. Does it matter?
It could.
I want my digits now. Shut up.
I just want my digits.
I want my digits.
Yeah, it looks like things
you can take that several ways.
Things are getting violent out there in North Dakota.
I saw that.
Yeah, we might want to follow up with some of that. Let's see. The other one I got here is Dr. Drew Pinsky's. I don't watch any of these things. Popular TV show was canceled by CNN sister network HLN following his comments questioning Hillary Clinton's health and the fact that she might have a health problem. That's not news, is it? They're a record flashlight. Excuse me. I think we need to go to a break.
Have the latest follow-up on Dr. Drew.
Ah.
From Drudge this morning. Says Dr. Drew Pinsky is so afraid of Hillary Clinton and her supporters, he won't blame them for the cancellation of his show on Headline News, the sister channel of CNN. He told one friend, no, I just want them to go away. Dr. Drew was canceled 8 days after Pinsky discussed Clinton's health on a radio show, as you pointed out, saying he was, quote, gravely concerned not just about her health, but her health care. A source told the writer of this article, Richard Johnson, quote, CNN is so supportive of Clinton, network honchos acted like the mafia when confronting Dr. Drew. First, they demanded he retract his comments, but he refused. What followed was a series of nasty phone calls and emails. A source close to Pinsky said, quote, it was downright scary and creepy. But a spokesperson for Pinsky said the show's cancellation had been decided weeks before Pinsky's comments as part of a Headline News revamp that included the end of Nancy Grace's show. Pinsky's rep said, I know the timing is suspicious, and I know it's hard to believe, but the two things had nothing to do with each other.
Doctor, I never wanted this for you. But you got to forget about Hillary, you know?
Dr. Drew sleeps with the fishes.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, when is he going to commit suicide?
I think he's trying to avoid
there's
being
a waiting list.
Oh.
Good one, Bob. Yeah, it's like, Frodo. That was on purpose. It was not Fredo. It was Frodo.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings, that's for sure.
You broke my heart, Frodo.
We got a break.
All right, if you want to call and have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. I learned a lot the hard way about internet marketing. Every month, I'll help you take control of how the internet impacts your business and your revenue. You'll hear the latest tech news from the digital world, but most importantly, get your tech and marketing questions answered. Learn what you need to know to manage the tech side of your business as effectively as you manage everything else. It's your chance to get those important questions answered. Join us for the Digital Revolution Radio Show every fourth Wednesday at KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We got a bunch of smiling faces out there, don't we?
Guess it depends on what side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah, we've got a caller on the line. We got a report here I want to go to and talk about. But
we got Nick on the line.
Here I am.
There you are. What you got?
You're back.
I wanted to share a couple of websites if people want to know what's going on in the world news. If you want to know about the Muslims, I'm sure you guys have heard of Pamela Keller's Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, now that gives you the lowdown. The readers that haven't heard of it need to go to it. And I've just discovered one you guys probably know about, AmericasFreedomFighters.com.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful website. In fact, here's a headline right now. Rupert Murdoch ordered Fox News anchors to take down Donald Trump.
Wow.
And that's pretty interesting because here's a question. Do you think Chris Wallace should moderate the third presidential debate? Knowing full well that the person who determines his income, Rupert Murdoch, has been specifically identified as giving instructions to Chris Wallace to take down Donald Trump.
No media bias here.
Hey, isn't it kind of disgusting the way the Republicans won't stand up to the Democrats and say, hey, we want one of our moderators in here?
Well, you know, the Republicans, and I think Donald Trump probably has the final say-so on that, and I'm not sure what his thinking is if he's going to let these guys moderate the debate. You know, maybe Hillary's dead before we get there just because she's sick. I mean, the reports are coming out. Who knows what's going on, but I totally agree with you. You know, why would you walk into the lion's den like that? But then again, what other den do you walk into? Who would be a fair moderator?
Well, the problem is the Republicans won't stand up for themselves.
I agree.
That's true.
And what's going on now, I think, is absolutely disgusting. They're making it like we're picking the lesser of the two evils. But you look at Donald Trump.
There's no comparison.
He's got one heck of a lot of pluses.
There's no comparison between the two.
It shouldn't be a comparison. It should be what a qualified candidate he is.
She should be in prison. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But, so. You know, the reason I called is I really miss a printed newspaper. And what's it going to take to get the Shasta Lantern printed again? I'll tell you the lengths I've gone to read a printed newspaper with my
money.
Coffee in the morning since I dropped the record Searchlight. I've got a couple neighbors that they're on subsistence. They've never worked, and they sleep till 11 or 12 o'clock in the morning. I get up at 4, and about 5 when the paper's delivered, I go over and get their paper and read it and put it back together again. They don't even know the difference.
Well, what's going to take to do that for the Shasta Lantern is a lot of money, and we just got to move into the next century, I think, because I don't see that happening anytime soon. And, you know, the people, you know, I get that people like a printed newspaper, but a new day is dawning, and I just think that that's going the way of the dodo.
Well, okay, for us people it hasn't, but, you know, you're probably right. And I suspect they don't read it. Like I say, they're on subsistence, and it's pretty thin. And I think maybe they're using it for bathroom tissue, because on Monday and Tuesdays when it's real thin, there's only about 2 pages. They're in a bad mood all day.
Yeah, it could be they're looking at the ads.
Thanks for having me back on.
Thanks,
all right,
Nick.
Thanks.
All right, so we've been talking about media bias here, and then I've got a clip here. This is incredible. Okay. Jesse Morton, also known as Yunus Yousus, whatever, Abdullah Muhammad, once was a recruiter for ISIS and served 3 years in prison for threatening to kill the creators of the television show South Park for depicting the Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit. Where's he at now? He's now employed by George Washington University as Homeland Security expert. Can you believe this crap? Okay, so I have a little clip here. I'm going to play this, and then let's go from there.
For years, South Park has made fun of things usually too controversial to target, in particular, religion. Jews, Catholics, Mormons, Scientologists, Hindus, Buddhists, no one is safe. In last week's episode, though, the world's biggest religious figures came together, including the Muslim prophet Muhammad. And to poke fun at censorship guidelines against showing him, first Muhammad was kept inside of a moving truck, and then he wore a bear costume. Well, now one radical Muslim group has responded, warning the show's creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, that they will probably end up dead. Does that go too far, or is that a threat that's protected by free speech? Drew Griffin with our Special Investigations Unit is digging deeper on this.
Revolution Muslim says despite their provocative posting, complete with a photo of a murder victim, the group says it's only issuing a call to protest, not violence. Contacted by CNN, the creator of the posting, said Revolution Muslim only wants those offended to be able to voice their opposition by letters to the show's creators.
Certainly the comment on this website is very ugly, but it is certainly not specific enough to get anyone arrested at this point.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
Last year, CNN interviewed one of the founders of this radical Muslim group on the streets of New York. Yunus Muhammad chose his words carefully, telling us he saw nothing wrong with Americans dying in the 9/11 terrorist attack.
I don't think it was wrong. I think it was justified.
Then adding he does not encourage any violence on U.S. soil. It's a word game, federal officials tell us, that allows Revolution Muslim to post supportive terrorists like the alleged Fort Hood, Texas shooter, while the website itself is protected under free speech laws of the United States. Yunus Muhammad told us he doesn't see anything wrong with his messages. He dislikes the United States. He yearns for a Muslim world.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers. And this is a religion, like
We're
I said.
Commanded to terrorize the
in
disbelievers?
The Quran says very clearly in the Arabic language, Torhibuna. This means terrorize them. It's a command from Allah.
So you're commanded
to terrorize them.
To terrorize
doesn't mean
anybody who
you
doesn't
define
believe.
Terrorism as going and killing an innocent civilian. That's what
how you...
I define terrorism as making them fearful so that they think twice before they go rape your mother or kill your brother or go onto your land and try to steal your resources.
The clip on the site ends with a warning on a graphic directed at Parker and Stone that the dust will never settle down. Drew Griffin, CNN Atlanta.
Wow. And, you know, the crux of that story is that the guy, this Jesse Morton guy, you know, a former recruiter for Al-Qaeda, has a new job at Homeland Security expert at Washington University. You know, so we get part of it, but we don't get all of it, do we?
Of course not.
Yeah. Geez, the fact that he's now working was home, you know, geez, unbelievable. See, what else do we have here on the reporting? It was an interesting one from... Zero Hedge, original recipe, 55 million in cocaine discovered at the French Coca-Cola plant. Hundreds of kilos of cocaine were found in a Coca-Cola plant in France last Friday, making the seizure of the drug one of the largest on French soil. So I guess we're going back to the old recipe.
The real Coca-Cola. The real thing.
I thought it tasted differently.
Haven't been sleeping much lately?
I just thought it was the caffeine making my teeth wiggle.
Oh, boy. Everybody knew that Walmart, you know, is going to fire 7,000 more people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all over. That was all
you
over.
You did if you read the Shasta Lantern.
Yeah, yeah, but that wasn't on the wretched flashlight, was it?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's... I believe that's called a pregnant pause.
I don't actually read that paper myself to know.
I don't know why anybody would at this point because, oh, gee, if you want to get the weather, you can go outside and look up, and that's about as good a weather as you're going to get. I don't know. I mean, the community calendar, you know, the Pollyanna crap is getting old, too, you know. I mean, let's see, what else have we got? Media bias, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. An online course on medical human twin falls. Leaked doc. Oh, yeah, here we go. Excuse me. Leaked document from George Soros, Open Society Foundation, reveals that he is using the Black Lives Matter movement as a tool to further his agenda.
Nah, Soros wouldn't do that.
This is from the Daily Sheeple. Okay. So the ultimate goal would be to federalize American police forces. Why would they?
They're already doing that under the COPS program.
Yeah, let's just keep getting that federal money for the drugs and everything else. We can buy all these new SWAT vehicles and, you know, and then all of a sudden we either, you know, do the bidding of the feds or they pull our money and, you know. Gee,
do it our way.
Yeah, what could go wrong there? You know, look at the local guys. Do they answer to anybody? Oh, they answer to city council and Starman and those guys have been just stellar as far
board
as protecting
supervisors.
Our rights. Board of supervisors, no. Yeah.
And the crime rate keeps going up.
The document states that the foundation's U.S. program, okay, was seeking to use this moment, meaning the so-called crisis in policing following high-profile shootings and, you know, charges of racism, and to create a national movement for police reform. So, I mean, there was no thing there, you know, charges of racism, and, you know, we'll only, you know, showcase the ones that really, you know, promote what we want. It won't, you know, if there's 10 black guys kill a white gal and rape her and burn her up and throw her in a box or something, that's not news. But, you know, have it
the other way around.
Have a cop shoot a black guy who's robbing a convenience store.
And he's armed.
And he's, yeah, that's okay. That doesn't really matter because that just feathers right into the agenda, doesn't it? Yeah, so...
Yeah, kind of pretty much exactly what it does.
Yeah, yeah, because they don't have an agenda, do they? The mainstream media, we haven't shown that to be true, have we? I mean, I'm looking at another one. I haven't read all of
these.
Let's
talk about the really important news. You know, the 49ers quarterback that won't stand for the national anthem. Because that's really important
that you got a jerk like Kaepernick, not standing up. Here's a good one.
Well, let's just keep you distracted so we can do all this other stuff while you're paying attention to that.
Here's a good one. This is a good one. You'll love this one. At the LAX International Airport in Los Angeles, a man dressed up as Zorro, wielding a fake plastic sword, drew the attention of police and was in the process of being arrested at gunpoint when the word spread through the social media about a shooter at LAX. What?
Yeah.
There wouldn't be anything. Let's see. Another odd event took place in Prague last week in which the phony jihadists wearing masks, wave ISIS flags, and carrying fake but real-looking submachine guns carried out a fake terror attack. The fact that these men were not killed by the police suggests that it may have been a drill. Is it possible that all these incidents are experiments by authorities to gauge public reaction and to test the ability of a social media to generate panic and other mob reactions?
No.
Well, that would suggest almost like there's a Department of Defense program that's heavily funded, something they'd call like, the Minerva Project that conducts things like that.
Oh, yeah,
to understand data cascades and the way that information spreads and to map out resistance communication networks and things like that. But our government would never do anything like that.
Wasn't there one like Jade Helm or something, too?
That was completely different.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Mm. Yeah, for something like that to function, this quote-unquote Minerva, let's call it, would have to be a continuing operation that's being conducted throughout universities.
Yeah, who's in charge of that? I mean, who's in that? I remember the Minerva thing.
It would probably have to have been going on a while. I mean, it would have had to have been set up like back when Rumsfeld was doing it. Oh, wait, that does exist.
Oh.
There's actually a website called the Minerva Initiative where you can go look it up and read about it because they like to brag about themselves.
So that's where that $6.5 trillion
went.
That's missing still.
That would be part of it. Hmm. And let's not talk about the fact that the person that developed the initial Minerva programs with USC was also one of the quote-unquote health inspectors murdered in San Bernardino. Weird.
Nothing to see here.
You know how I knew that? I read it in a Record Searchlight. Oh, wait, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I think you were drinking Coca-Cola that day.
Here's one. Yeah, he was drinking Coke that day. Hey, can I get another case of that stuff? I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm thinking I'm running a marathon today.
You can go see it. You can go look at the dates on USC's website and Minerva's website that pays tribute to the guy that was, you know, he actually mapped out the data algorithms to track the banking system and the transfer of terrorist funds. He developed the emergency medical supply network for FEMA. And this guy just happened to be working in San Bernardino now as a quote-unquote health inspector, along with two other former CIA operatives who used to be active members, a lady that used to work with a Christian group out of Iran that smuggled Christians out of Iran, a guy from Entretia that used to be a CIA asset and recruiter in Sudanese camps. Did you ever look into the people that were murdered in San Bernardino as a Minerva project?
Shut up. The game's on.
Sorry. Sorry.
here's another one, just in case you wanted to know. Predictably, Obama has broken his promise to keep the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, out of the hands of the United Nations. Turning this important function over to international control has been a prime goal of internationals for two decades or more. This comes from Breitbart. And while the administration and the defenders have denied that the UN will have authority over ICANN, the Wall Street Journal's L. Gordon Krovitz points out that, hold on, I gotta turn this thing off. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, sometimes these stupid internet ads just pop up in front of you. I hate it. Anyway, Wall Street Journal's L. Gordon Krovitz points out that ICANN will need to be run by a state agency in order to retain its antitrust exemption, which makes it almost certain that the UN will step in to take control. It's shocking that the administration admits it has no plan for how ICANN retains its antitrust exemption. The reason ICANN can operate the entire worldwide web route zone is that it has the status of a legal monopoly stemming from its contracts with the Commerce Department that makes ICANN an instrumentality of the government. Isn't this the one that this is Al Gore invented this stuff, didn't he?
No, it was actually USC. A lot of people don't know that USC owns the internet.
Without the U.S. contract, ICANN would seek to be overseen by another governmental group so it could keep its antitrust exemption. Authoritarian regimes have already proposed ICANN become part of the UN to make it easier for them to censor the internet globally. So much for the Obama pledge that the U.S. would never be replaced by a government-led or intergovernment organizational solution. Did he lie again?
You remember some months ago, about a year ago, when everybody that knew better was flipping out about net neutrality?
Right.
And everybody was like, I don't see what the big deal is. Oh, it's
they can't do anything.
Yeah, it's nothing. Well, that's what net neutrality was about.
Yeah, nothing up the sleeve. Presto!
Tried to warn you about that one, too.
Yeah, but let's just, pretty soon, you know. Yeah.
Excuse me. I used to get more satisfaction out of saying I told you so.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We got about 5 minutes to the top of the hour. American immigration, de facto, Lutheranism could be. So, let's see. There was that other piece on the Hillary that she's going to let in 60. Yeah, here it is. Obama has reached a goal of bringing 10,000. This comes in from USA Today. Hillary says she will bring in another 65,000 if elected.
Hey, did they ever find her email, her laptop that was filled with her emails that they lost in the mail?
No. Unless they knew they didn't anyway. It just
still missing, huh?
Yeah, still weird. Missing. The most, how that happened.
The most wanted laptop in America.
You know, it's really easy to misplace a laptop, you know. It just poofed.
Yeah, you just put it in the mail and it disappears.
Unlike the 16 Blackberries and 5 iPads they just outright smashed with a hammer that you were talking about.
Yeah, that's how you get out of this stuff. Let's see, you wipe the server. Oh, only you don't really wipe it with a cloth. You actually get professionals to use a program that wipes the server.
That's what I can't wait for. I want to be subpoenaed for evidence one day so I can smash the hell out of it and put it in a baggie and turn it over.
Yeah.
And just say, I don't recall. I don't recall.
I was trained.
I wasn't allowed to do that.
I was trained.
I don't recall.
I was trained, but I forgot the training.
Yeah.
Can I be president now?
Yes.
I want to be president.
That's one of my qualifications. I don't recall.
I want to be president, and I want to keep all my digits. Unlike some who've lost several of their digits lately. Interesting stuff. Let's see. America's immigration court judges gave de facto amnesty to one-third of illegal aliens who have been charged with serious crimes, including rape and drunk driving. In 2015, 19,723 illegal immigrants were released from prison, including more than 200 that have been convicted of murder. That's not a problem. Was that most of those guys were they in California?
I was going to say, is that part of the 47,000 that Jerry Brown is wanting to release?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. What could go wrong?
How about Mexico is issuing transit visas to African migrants flocking to the U.S. border? What could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, hey, we just want to have an open society. George Soros said it was good for everybody. And if you don't have a country and no constitution and no culture, wow, that's fine. It'll be beautiful. It'll be like rainbows, man.
Yeah, everything will be good for everybody. No problem.
And I've got my card, but no gun. Hmm.
But you got digits.
You got digits. You still have your digits.
I got my damn digits, boy.
What do you need a gun for if you got digits? What do you need freedom or liberty for when you got
I'm just going to watch a few exits.
And my complaint there's not enough digits. I want digits for food.
Episodes?
And then I want so many digits a month for housing, and I want so many digits a month for clothing, and so many digits a month for gas.
Can you
not
eat
that
digits?
I need to go anywhere.
So
I
many digits for the
digits
air.
Digits are just like cheese.
Yeah.
You just eat them.
Where's my digits?
I want my digits.
Yep, give me my digits.
Yeah.
We're backlogged today. Sorry about your digits.
It's kind of like a didgeridoo.
I guess we're at the top of the hour. And we have a guest coming on at the next hour. We have Mr. Daniel Greenfield coming on with us to talk about, again, more. Yeah.
Hillary.
This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
No, sorry.
Go ahead, quickly.
Venezuelan president is chased by angry protesters.
Wow, that's not news.
Nope.
The hustle. I like this.
Oh, okay.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Governors all along the East Coast ordering emergency preparations with Hermine, threatening to regain hurricane strength in the Atlantic Ocean today. Chris Christie says New Jersey will probably be spared.
We got some good news overnight that the storm is tracking a little further east, which will mean less water. We still expect in our three southernmost counties where we did declare a state of emergency, Cape May, Atlantic, and Ocean counties, that will still have moderate flooding.
Holiday weekend plans have been dashed all along the coast. Hermine has caused two deaths, damaged properties, and left hundreds of thousands without electricity from Florida to Virginia. Turkey state-run news agency says Turkish troops and allied Syrian rebels have expelled ISIS from the last strip of territory it controlled along the Syrian-Turkish border today. The advance effectively seals off ISIS' self-styled caliphate from the outside world. A German nationalist anti-immigration party has performed strongly in a state election today in the region where Chancellor Angela Merkel has her political base. Exit polls indicate the party will likely finish with more votes than Merkel's. New rankings from the insurance industry show that the Audi Q7, Lexus RX, and Toyota Prius have the easiest-to-use anchors for child safety seats.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety evaluated lower anchors and tethers for children, or latch systems, in 170 vehicles. The Institute evaluated both seat-level anchors and seat-mounted tethers. The best performers had anchors that were easy to maneuver and didn't require a lot of force to snap in a car seat. They also had more than the required number of anchors. The Ford Fiesta, Chevrolet Silverado, and Infiniti Q70 were among the worst performers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. New York City police plan to double the number of officers patrolling a Brooklyn neighborhood for a Caribbean festival in the wee hours of tomorrow morning. A procession of steel drums and costume revelers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Facebook is adding an instant video feature to text messages within its Messenger app. This means users can send each other videos while they're texting in the app in case words are not quite enough. This is different from video calls, which have been available in Messenger since 2015. The latest feature is for those times when you don't necessarily want to make a full-fledged video call, but find that a photo or text simply won't do. New England's fall foliage may not be as bright or last as long in some areas this year due to the drought in southern New England and dry spells in northern parts of the region. In particularly dry areas and those with thin soil, the leaves on some trees could turn brown and crispy and fall off. Modest stress, including lack of rain, can also trigger a brilliant display of red in particular trees, sugar maples in particular, boosting the range of color. But that splash of color might not last long in drought-stricken areas, experts say. News and analysis at townhall.com. Another member of the famed Tuskegee Airmen has died.
Dabney Montgomery, who served in World War II and marched with civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., passed away Saturday at a Manhattan hospice care facility. Montgomery was inducted into the armed forces in 1943 and served as a ground crewman with the Tuskegee Airmen in southern Italy during the war. After the service, he was active in the civil rights movement, serving as a bodyguard to King during the famous 1965 Selma to Montgomery March. In 2007, he was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal by President George W. Bush. Dabney Montgomery was 93 years old. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 4th, a birthday for some notable people, including pop music powerhouse Beyonce. She's 35 years old today. Actress Mitzi Gaynor is 85. World Golf Hall of Famer Tom Watson turns 67 today. Rhythm and blues singer Richard Wingo is 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah. Flirting with disaster every day.
Wow.
Na-na-na. Yeah. Kind of appropriate bumper music there, if you will. From Sally, we've got all labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance and should be undertaken with painstaking excellence. That was MLK Jr. So, we have a guest on the line, I believe. You want to go ahead and introduce him?
We do. We have Mr. Daniel Greenfield on the line, and he was born in Israel. He lives in New York right now. He writes for the Front Page magazine. He also is a Shilman Journalism, and so
fellow.
I thought that's what I said, but maybe not. And he through the David Horowitz Freedom Center. So yeah, he's got quite the biography going on, and a lot of things he likes to talk about, and one of them being, go ahead.
I like the motto, if you will, at the Front Page Mac. Inside every liberal is a totalitarian screaming to get out. A tyrant, more like a despot, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, good
there,
morning,
Dan?
Mr. Greenfield.
Hello. Oh, did we lose
him? Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Good to be on here.
Hey.
And thanks for...
Very good. So you're in New York right now?
I'm in L.A., actually.
Oh, okay. What are you doing on this side of the coast?
Well, enjoying the slightly better weather and the lack of major storms, among other things.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Yeah, what is probably about 75 degrees down there in L.A. right now, I would imagine.
Just around there.
Oh, all right. All right. So what are we going to talk about today, Dan? I thought we were going to talk about Hillary a little bit because of the email and the server.
Yeah, the Benghazi email.
The Benghazi and the fact that she's a lying, criminal is the way I would put it. But how would you put it?
Well, criminal is a pretty good description, that's for sure. By her own admission, she's either completely incompetent and suffers from memory problems, which qualifies her to be president exactly how. Or the alternative is, of course, that she's a criminal and a liar, who's repeatedly lied and has told contradictory lies, and those lies are beginning to unravel every single week.
Yeah, my question is always this. Who is voting for her out there? I mean, is this thing so fixed that she has even a chance of getting in? I mean, the polls are unbelievable, if you look at them, that she has even anybody supporting her at all. It's crazy.
There aren't. I mean, 59% of registered voters rate her poorly. Her bounce that everybody was talking about is just really down. It's gone now. She's tied with Trump once again. So this is absolutely not some sort of big accomplishment here. People don't like her, and really that's a major weakness.
Well, I think that some of those guys would vote for a pet rock if you gave them cheese, an EBT card, and a cell phone. I mean, they're just undereducated or out of touch with reality, I think.
Yeah, there's definitely that factor. A whole bunch of people are just robotically working. Working that way, they just really don't remotely care, and that's a major problem because people are just voting whatever's in their very short-term economic interest. They're not thinking of the future at all.
Yeah.
You have to wonder about the percentages, too. I mean, it's hard to poll true percentages of what's really, going on in the polls against Hillary and Donald Trump.
It's hard. I mean, the polls are not going to properly represent things, I don't think. So that is its own problem. A lot of people are not willing to say that they're voting for Trump, but they might actually vote once they're in the anonymity of their voting booths.
Well, I think, what do you think about this thing where Obama's talking about have Homeland Security take over the voting modules, the machines, so that we can ensure the integrity of the election? I mean, have you heard about that at all?
I have. It's a troubling situation, certainly. You really want a certain amount of independence when you've got the government, particularly an administration that has been notorious for abusing every power that they have, moving into this area that really creates major questions, and if people don't feel that there's a fair election, the consequences would be bad.
Yeah, that's my theory, is they're skewing these polls to make it look close because
they have to
because if it's a landslide, they're not going to be able to cover it up.
They kind of have to, but we've seen polls that actually amount to nothing before, and we've seen the polls tend to be loaded toward the mobile spectrums.
Well, I'm looking at an article that taxpayer cash was used to buy IT equipment, including servers, housed at the Clinton Foundation, and also to supplement and pay the benefits of several aides, now at the center of the email and cash for excess scandals dogging Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that. I mean, which aides set up the rogue email, and you know, why was it paid for with taxpayer money?
Well, the origins of the whole Clinton Foundation mess. This was originally set up as the Clinton Presidential Library, which eventually became the Clinton Center. And this was set up with taxpayer money through the Former President's Act. The Former President's Act allocates money to former presidents. It was based around Truman. Truman retired. He really had no money, so they passed an act basically allocating money to former presidents and allocating them money for staff and for a setup. This was meant to be used for things like a presidential library. It was not meant to be used to basically get your wife into the White House. That's the way the Clintons were using it.
Boy, these guys are just so, it's just like the mafia running everything in there. I mean, these guys have no accountability. I mean, you know, you look at the Loretta Lynch thing. I mean, Clinton meets her out on the tarmac, you know, and by the way, they've had a long association. She was on the team, you know, during, I think she defended him actually during the impeachment, process, you know, for Clinton. I mean, gosh, it's so corrupt and dirty up there. How can you even get any justice?
It's a major problem. We know now from the FBI notes, Hillary Clinton just went into the interview and lied like crazy. She knew that the FBI knew that she had sent classified information, so she used every excuse in the book. She had a concussion. She had memory problems. She thought that C didn't stand for classified. It was a paragraph number. And effectively, she did get away with it. That's the real problem here.
Well, do you think she's going to continue to get away with it under the? And I mean, I think this is why they're all afraid of Trump. I think they're afraid if Trump gets in there. I mean, if Hillary gets in there, she'll pardon Obama, and he's got a bunch of crimes going on too. I mean, they're a problem, and he should have been impeached a long time ago. If Trump gets in there, I think he's going to start prosecuting everybody. I think that's why the fear is there.
Certainly, there's a lot of worry because there's a good deal of corruption, as you've said. The system is very much rigged, again, also as Trump has said. And there's no easy solution because whenever you bring in anybody from within the system, they're still part of the same whole broken mess.
So you don't see a big turnaround if Trump gets in there?
Well, if Trump gets in there, I mean, what he would have to do is basically switch around a lot of the bureaucracy. You know, they say there are three branches of government. On a practical level, there are four branches of government. There's the Supreme Court, the President, the Congress, and all of them give orders to the federal government, to the federal bureaucracy to do something. The federal bureaucracy is the fourth branch of government. And so you've had Republicans come in, and what they do just gets shrugged off because the federal bureaucracy just ignores them. And really, you have to do major personnel changes at the federal bureaucracy. You have to fire tens of thousands of people, possibly. You certainly have to get rid of much of the leadership there and fundamentally change the culture. And that is a huge challenge.
Well, I can't think of anybody better to say you're fired at this point. I mean,
yeah, that definitely is that.
Because, I mean, gosh, I mean, you know, this whole comparison with Trump, yeah, is Trump bombastic? Is he egotistical? You know, there might be a lot of problems. But when you look on the other side of the aisle and you do the a summary of the strengths and weaknesses, there's no comparing Hillary at this point with Trump. I mean, she is just dirty.
Well, she shouldn't even be able to run.
She shouldn't even be able to run.
Yeah, I mean, even a lot of Democrats really hate her and hate the idea that she's in office. And as I said, we're at 59% registered voters have a negative rating of her. That's a whole lot of Democrats in there, too.
Wow. So we've got an FBI report here that I'm looking at that, you know, basically says that the documents were released on Friday by the FBI regarding the investigation of her private server. The FBI report details multiple attempts by hackers to breach her account, there's no more embarrassing or concerning than this one. There's this, you know, they say the smoking gun report, phishing attack. Evidently, there was, you know, cyber phishing going on, and And I guess there's a porn site, a pornographic website containing
the material. And then don't you have some information about some of the emails that had to do with Benghazi?
Yeah, there were emails, Benghazi emails located by the FBI that Hillary Clinton insisted did not exist, it turns out. I mean, they keep finding emails that Hillary Clinton claimed did not exist. Quite obviously, they do exist.
So, I mean, the drip, drip, drip is coming out. Yeah. So what did it say? What did the one say about Benghazi? Because, I mean, she basically has lied at every step of the way. But, I mean, have you got new information for us?
Well, we don't have the material actually released. And, again, there a lot of these things, the problem is a lot of these things are actually classified. So Hillary Clinton sent classified information and still classified. So she sent an email even after she was left office. She was no longer Secretary of State. It's been classified until 2033. That's the kind of situation we're dealing with.
Well, and that kind of blows the whole thing out of the water, that she didn't know she was sending classified information. And then I heard that the State Department was going to, you know, not release a lot of this stuff till after the election. And then the judge stepped in and said, no, they had to release it in October. And that's still forthcoming.
Yeah, that is actually happening. It's an interesting situation, definitely. So that's set to be released. We are getting more information. And really, this is whole part of the whole process here, where at every turn, the Clintons have said, we can't do this, or we're going to delay this. And, you know, it's been up to the courts to actually step in and do this. We had this with our schedule. We've had this with any number of other areas. There's just this kind of constant tug of war just to avoid any transparency. And that's behind the whole email mess, because she really did not want any kind of transparency. She did not want people knowing what she was up to. And this is, in the end, she ended up compromising national security to do this, which is a whole other crime.
Well, and it,
there are really two crimes here.
There's probably more than that, actually. But no, I understand what you're saying. At one point, I've got here that says Clinton aide Uma Abedin wrote to an associate indicating that Clinton was concerned that someone hacking into her email, you know, about someone hacking into her email, since Clinton had received an email from a known associate containing a link to the pornographic website. So she kind of knew that the hacking was probably going on anyway, and she lied about that. She said nothing was hacked.
Yeah, she was far more concerned about taxpayers finding out what she was doing, about her Republican opponents finding out what she was doing, than Russia finding out about what she was doing. That itself is an indictment. It just really is.
Oh, man, it's just unbelievable. You know, and she is getting excoriated in the media to a degree. The fact that she's worried about covering all this stuff up for the Clinton Foundation, because that is so damning as well. You know, that was the main stuff that didn't come out for a long time. And, you know, when you're taking money from foreign governments and doing favors down at the State Department after you get your money, I mean, isn't that treason? And, I mean, I don't see how that could not be treason, aiding and abetting your enemies.
It is treason. There's really no doubt about it. Again, there are any number of things that you could be and should be indicted for. Unfortunately, that's not the case.
Hmm.
But the material is there. There's really no doubt about that whatsoever.
Well, then the Republicans, you know, gosh, I mean, they should be impeaching Loretta Lynch. They should be impeaching the IRS guy.
They should never have voted to confirm Loretta Lynch, frankly.
I agree.
They should never have voted to confirm her.
Well, so we can't depend on them. Where are we headed with this, Daniel?
Well, we're headed to a conflict. A lot of people are not remotely happy about the situation, which means that they want answers, they want better results, and we're seeing some of that with this current election. And if they don't get those results, then the pressure is just going to increase because people are tired of this.
Yeah, tired.
Yeah, they're getting very tired of it.
Finally.
Because but it's been going on for so long, and there's so many degrees of it that it's unbelievable.
Well, and then you've got a lot of this Muslim infiltration, too, as well, which is very unnerving. You know, we've got Hillary saying she's going to let 65,000 more in, you know, in conjunction with the current 10,000, which is the official number, which we probably think is a lot more than that. You know, I mean, it's getting to the point where it's not just disconcerting. We're going to be looking like
the survival.
Yeah, we're going to be looking like the Middle East here pretty soon if this keeps up.
We are. This is, we're bringing in huge numbers of these people, and their administration is absolutely making a point of bringing in Muslims, serious 10% Christians. Christians are actually far more persecuted in this conflict. But 98-99% of the people who have been brought in, as supposed refugees, are Muslims. So this is very much a bias. You know, the Obama administration talks about not having your religious test. They do have a religious test. Their religious test is bring in Muslims, not Christians, not Yazidis.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. It's supposed to be about helping the refugees. Well, the ones that are getting persecuted aren't getting helped. And then, you know, by
no, it's not the women and children that are coming in.
No, I mean, it's typically male, you know, age, males that are about the same age as the people that will be inducted into the service, you know, service-oriented males. And so they know by their own admission at least 10% of them are probably terrorists. Good grief. I mean, what could happen?
We've got 13% of them of supposed Syrian refugees were polled supporting ISIS, around 30% support Al-Qaeda. So we're really bringing in a huge terrorism problem into America. It's utter madness.
Boy, I'll tell you.
That's for sure.
And, I mean, can anybody say with a straight face now that this guy is not a Muslim operative, you know, a plant?
He's certainly heavily sympathetic to them. He's far more sympathetic to them than he is to Americans, and we're seeing the consequences of that every day.
Yeah.
Look at Gitmo. That just really boggles my brain that they're releasing those guys out of Gitmo, and no problems there.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel.
They're free. I mean, Obama is determined to actually shut down Guantanamo Bay by effectively freeing all the terrorists. He's freeing people who are high risk. He's freeing people who he's warned not to free. He's freeing them despite the fact that some of them have already, we know they've gone back to terrorism. They've gone back to playing even major roles in terrorist organizations. He freed one guy who was part of a nuclear plot. He freed another guy who was threatening to assassinate President Bush. I mean, there's really no boundaries there.
Well, I mean, so at this point, looking at what's happening here across the board, I mean, we just got to call a spade here. I mean, this guy is a Manchurian candidate, in my opinion. I mean, I know that's not politically correct, but it sure does seem like that's the facts.
Definitely is. He's a force of destruction. But the thing is, he's not alone. I mean, once he steps out, as Hillary Clinton wins, she's going to continue the same policies. Just about anybody on the left will. So we focused on Obama, but we would have to think about the fact that this just goes across the board in the left.
Well, do you think that who do you think's really pulling the strings here? I mean, we talk about George Soros, and you know, she's definitely been funded by George Soros and Obama and. I know. I think it goes into the banking system as well and Wall Street. So, what do we do?
Really, this is an ideology. So you've got billionaires. You've got guys like George Soros. You've got the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. You've got various hijacked foundations that are putting the money in. But this is really, I mean, it's like the Cold War. We're fighting communism, except it operates under another name. And we still haven't won that war. Just because the Soviet Union collapsed doesn't mean we've won, because the enemy is right here in our own country.
Yeah, the enemy within. Yeah. So I got one of the people in the chat room. You know, have you gauged what public opinion is down there in L.A. towards Clinton?
I'm seeing some signs for her, but not as many as you would expect.
Yeah, I just don't see how she can win at this point. But I think, you know, we're going to have to see another event like 9/11 or something, you know, hopefully not as bad, or, you know, something like what's happened in France. I mean, I don't think people are going to get this and start holding these guys completely accountable until, you know, pull their heads off the television and the sports channels until it affects them directly in a bad way.
That might well be true, unfortunately. People do have a history of being rather slow to wake up.
Yeah. So, do you think we should adopt policies more like Israel as far as screening these people and immigration and all this stuff? And you know, with that said, how's you know, are you in tune with what's going on in Israel as far as, you know, the United States supporting Israel?
Israel has its own problems. The United States has been putting pressure on it, especially under Obama, to make deals with terrorists. And obviously negotiating with terrorists, aside from everything else, doesn't work. It just creates more terrorism. So, I mean, Israelis are obviously hoping for a friendly administration, one that's not going to be on the side of Islamic terrorists.
Well, yeah. And I guess, you know, we got a choice between Hillary and Trump unless something happens. I mean, medically, there's been some issues that are coming to the surface with Hillary and her medical problems. I don't even think she's fit to have the office from a medical standpoint, from what we're hearing and seeing. What do you know about that?
I mean, she's come out and basically told the FBI that she couldn't remember things because she has memory problems, and that's not a qualifier.
You wouldn't think it would be.
A presidential candidate that says, I'm not really responsible, I just have memory problems. What can you make of that? This is somebody announcing that they're not qualified to hold office.
Well, but she's got Bill. See, that's my theory. If she gets in there, it's going to be like Weekend at Bernie's. It doesn't matter. She could be. They're just going to prop her up in a chair, and Bill's going to run the show.
That could very well be it.
Yeah.
Well, we know whatever it is, it's not a good thing for any of us here. Whatever her plan is, if she does get elected.
If she even has a plan, I mean, it's just a power vacuum.
Yeah, exactly. That's their whole thing, is to be have the power. They want the power.
Hmm. Yeah, they do, and this is where it's about. I mean, it's not just Hillary Clinton, it's not just Bill Clinton. They built this kind of... What the Clinton Foundation really is they took all these people who were working for them in the government, and they brought a lot of them into this organization. They used taxpayer money, then they used foreign money to pay them. This was kind of like a government in exile. Now they want to bring them all into the White House, and these people, you know, like Huma Abedin, have their very own agendas. We don't always know what their agendas are. They're very corrupt. They have all sorts of foreign interests involved with them, and this is a major problem.
Yeah, do you think anything's going to be done about the Clinton Foundation, or do you have more insight to what all's going on with that?
The Clinton Foundation is under investigation, but it's important to remember the Clinton Foundation is just a name. It's really just an organization built around the Clintons. It operates under different names. It operates under different identities. As I said, it's this kind of like government in exile that they sort of carry around. It's the people around them whom they're finding. We have various ways to pay, and really they want to bring them all into the government once again. So they're saying, okay, they'll shut down the Clinton Foundation once Hillary wins because all these people will be in the White House by then. So we have to be alert to that.
Wow.
I was just reading the front page, your front page magazine page here at the bottom. We've got a story about Bill Clinton's brother busted for drunk driving. I guess we didn't hear about that one, did we?
Yeah, they keep making America proud.
Unbelievable.
This goes on and on.
Well, we got a debate monitor. I guess is the debate monitor going to be this Elaine Keano? I guess is how it's pronounced. She's an advocate for illegal aliens, and that's going to be who's moderating the debate coming up from
CNN?
That's
one of the moderators, yes.
Do you know who all of them are?
So that's another thing to watch. I mean, most of them are just mainstream media people. Again, the Trump campaign really failed to change things, which they really needed to do so. Because there's Chris Wallace. I mean, whatever you feel about Chris Wallace from Fox News, but he's the only person you can even identify sort of with the right. The rest are just this bunch of left-wing guys and mainstream media people. Some of them are worse than others. She's definitely the one that's going to be causing problems, I think.
Well, and I mean, the word is that Murdoch handed down to, you know, Chris Wallace and the Fox News guys to do what you can to trip Trump up. I mean, so that doesn't bode well. I mean, unless Trump has some secret strategy going on here, I can't see how that can be even worth watching at this point. The questions are going to be stupid.
Yeah, it is. Again, the Trump campaign had the total leverage. I mean, the debates cannot go forward without Trump. So, again, they really fell down on the job here. They really needed to say, we want at least a half and half. We're going to, okay, you guys can have half of your mainstream media people. We're going to bring in half of the people that we like, and okay, let's have it out.
Yeah, I mean, my only question is, who would you get that would be moderate or even fair at all? I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
I mean, there's nobody perfect, but they could bring in new media people. Why are we still having this debate, these debates, as if, you know, the network news are the only source of information? Most people get their information from the internet. So bring in Matt Drudge, bring in new media people, bring in bloggers.
Well, I think
people who have actually a certain amount of voice. Bring in radio talk show hosts, for that matter. Bring in Rush Limbaugh.
I think that's a good idea, but I think that would be acknowledging from the other side's point of view that there's power in the internet, and I don't think they want to do that. But I think you're right. Trump should have probably maybe had a little better idea what's going on,
or gave him more. What do I want to say? Guidelines to the people that he wanted up on the board. I mean, instead of just kind of going along with it.
So we got another article here. Clinton Inc. Lost laptop full of emails. What's up with that? I haven't had a chance to read your article on it. Maybe you can kind of capsulize that and let me know what's going on there.
They were just really amateur hour. There had no security whatsoever to speak of when they came to the emails. Their server was set up badly, so it was hacked. And in this case, they actually had an email. They had a laptop full of emails that they sent in through the mail, if you can believe that, and then they lost those. So
I think it's too stupid to be stupid. I think these guys are professional liars and you know, professionals at losing the information. I mean, I just don't see this as not being done on purpose. I mean,
I don't think they ever lose anything. I think that it's just a good excuse, and they're allowed to have a pass, so to speak, for that.
Who's going to prosecute?
Yeah, I mean, who's prosecuting them on anything?
Well, that's why the rule of law is completely out the window at this point. I mean, when Hillary didn't get indicted at that point, that was like crossing the Rubicon for Caesar. You know, there was a rule of law when he was on one side of the river. As soon as he crossed over, it went into despot, dictatorship, tyranny, totalitarianism. And I think that's what we're seeing at this point.
Certainly you can look at it that way, and arguably we've crossed the Rubicon a while back already. It seems like each Democratic administration is making matters worse in that regard.
Well, yeah. I think it's the Republicans, too, to a big degree. I mean, I'm not in favor of what the Republicans have been doing too much either. The Congress has been neutered. I mean, absolutely, yeah. You know, ineffective about they should have impeached everybody. They should have cut off their funding. They should have done a whole bunch of stuff that they haven't done at all. I mean, I can't see where, you know, they're going to do much better at this point.
Certainly, there's not really that much reason to have confidence in Congress, but really, I mean, when you have an imperial presidency, when you have that just says, I'm going to do whatever I want, then Congress really has to escalate, and,
right.
But really, Congress is far weaker because it doesn't really have direct control of any of the organs of authority in the federal government.
Not anymore, but they should have control of the person. They should have never passed these bills for these funding, but they're more afraid of being excoriated in the press and the media and losing their seats than they are doing the right thing for the American people.
That's certainly true.
Yeah.
And that's scary. That puts us in a real bad spot.
What's the deal with, I mean, I'm looking at this other article, Florida Orthodox Jews back Trump. You know, what's the deal with, I mean, don't all, most Jews in the country back Trump? I mean, why would they back Hillary at all? I don't get that.
Well, even among Jews and Christians, you can actually predict conservative versus liberal votes by looking at religious attendance. So when you have Jews who attend the synagogue at least once a week, then you have people who generally tend to oppose Obama and tend to be conservative. When you look at those who don't, they tend to be liberal. So the Jewish population in America does tend to be more secular and less religious. So you have a lot of people who are voting liberal because they're practical level. They're just not religious in any sense of the word.
So again, like with everything, they're not using the foundation, the religious foundation that we need, you know, morals and ethics and everything to go forward.
That's very true. That's absolutely very true.
So we got a few more minutes here, Daniel. And have you got anything that you want to get out there and talk about that we haven't covered?
I think people really need to consider how they can keep the pressure on with these Clinton revelations, because the media really loves to change the subject, really is going to want to move on to something else outrageous that Trump said and that sort of thing. We've seen them do this before. So we have to keep the pressure on. There are all sorts of ways that we can keep the pressure on, make sure that it's being discussed. You know, when people call into shows that don't necessarily, they're not necessarily conservative, this is something they can bring up. Continue reading about it, continue discussing it, continue, if people are active on social media, continue posting and sharing this material, because it figures into these algorithms, and these algorithms really determine what's trending, what's considered news, and when these algorithms are factored in, the news organizations are forced to cover something instead of covering it up.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I've looked at some reports and some stats on the internet, and it looks like Trump is winning overwhelmingly when you examine the hits on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Reddit and all these things. On Reddit, you know, there was like 132,000 people that liked Trump and, you know, 20,000 that liked Hillary and 50,000 that, you know, liked Hillary for president. I mean, she's just getting killed in the social media, and I think that's where the battle is going to be won or lost.
I agree. That's the center.
Yeah, that is the center, I believe. So I guess, what else have we got to talk about here?
What else would you like to talk about? Did we lose you?
Are you still there? Oh, well,
I'm there.
We're trying to give you...
Islamic terrorism is certainly a factor.
What? Okay, oh. Islamic terrorism.
We need to really talk about immigration policy in that regard.
Okay,
Let's hit upon that.
I mean, we need to talk about immigration in general for that matter. I mean, Trump has hit on a nerve. It's definitely a core nerve. It's something establishment Republicans have been ignoring. We're taking in 1 million people a year as far as immigration goes, and that's not something we can sustain, especially in an economy where real unemployment is very high. So we have to talk about how can we make immigration work for Americans that, you know, encompasses Islamic terrorism, but encompasses any number of areas.
Well, I mean, this election is going to be, a lot of things could either keep going the same way or we could get some major changes. And, we can hope. And otherwise, I think we're going to just be in an armed revolt at some point.
Yeah, I mean, if things keep escalating, if the system, if everything continues to be polarized, then yeah, I mean, we have to really think about where we're headed here, and that's a lot of people are not thinking about that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like Venezuela right now. They're surging in the streets to recall Maduro because, you know, I mean, their economy down there is tanking, and I think we're going to be there at some point. You know, I don't know how bad, but that's where we're headed if we don't turn this thing around somehow.
Yeah, there the left was able to take over, and they ran the country into the ground. There are actual food riots there because people don't have food, and the inflation is out of control, and the Minister of the Economy insists that inflation doesn't exist. So we certainly have these kinds of people in our government. We just have more resources, so it took us a while. It would take us longer to get to that kind of place, but
right. We
should absolutely be aware of it.
Yeah, I agree. I think, but like you say, the real unemployment is probably closer to 25% now, you know, and they just keep, putting numbers out there that are completely are completely based on nothing. Yeah, there's no facts to them at all. The 93 million people are out of work and the unemployment rate goes down after the last jobs report. It's just stupid.
It is. It's a lie. That's the most obvious way to say it. They're playing games with statistics, and it doesn't fool the people who are actually unemployed. In fact, it's not really fooling much of anybody.
I think we're getting to that point. That's why I think the tide is turning. I think the American people are waking up to a big degree, and hopefully we can turn this thing around before it gets to the point of being real ugly, or maybe I should say uglier than it already is, because
it's
starting to get
pretty ugly.
It's getting
pretty
ugly out there. So I think we just got to put Americans first here and start doing what's going to be good for the country, because we can't help every country in the world in this immigration problem. You know, I think that's why Trump is hitting a nerve, is because people are tired of handing money to all these other countries that hate us.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And I mean, it's one thing when we're actually doing well. We're not doing well at this point, so you really have to ask, is this really what our priority should be?
Right.
Yeah, we're not doing well, so how can we help anybody else? I mean, our country's falling apart in itself.
That's it. Anyway, we wanted to thank you for coming on the show, Daniel, and maybe we can have you back.
Thank you very much for having me on.
It's been very, very good, and we'll stay in touch with you and keep... do you have a website? I mean, we've got the... the frontpagemag.com. You're there. Anything else that you want to get out there?
Well, if you can just, anybody who likes can Google my name, Daniel Greenfield. A lot of material will come up, speeches, talks, different articles, and hopefully they'll find it worthwhile.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. We appreciate you coming on.
Enjoy your day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and go to a break, and then we'll regroup, come back, and we only have about 15 minutes to the end of the show.
Yeah, we're almost to the top of the hour again. So if you want to call in, have a question or comment, please give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Take a trip down to the next meeting at the Bohemian Grove and find out if Hillary's in attendance.
Is she going to be in a bear suit?
She could be in a bear suit. That's right.
Dressed up like a giant owl?
Well, there's also the possibility of being in a straight jacket as well, and who knows? Yeah.
Here's my question. Do you think under the new Birka bag line that she keeps wearing, there's a like a back brace or a body brace?
Something's going on there, because I'll tell you, that stuff she's been wearing is just ugly. I mean, it's like she...
Expensive.
Expensive ugly. It's like $12,000, you know.
Yeah, you spend that kind of money and you think you could look a little bit better anyway.
Well, she looks like her model was the picture on the women's bathroom, you know, with the skirt that looks like a triangle.
It looks
or something.
Like she got the material off, you know, grandma's couch, you know, back when we were kids, you know.
Venus? Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. So, this article comes from Charles Hugh Smith. The high cost of honesty in a sea of low cost BS. The high cost of honesty in a sea of low cost BS. As the cost of propagating BS drops to near zero, the value of honesty honestly achieved analysts and conclusions are rising proportionately. Yeah, so the market for lemons and the market for BS and the great crash that's coming in 2016 is recommended reading from Michael M. You can go to this the website here is Charles Hugh Smith blogspot.com. And, you know, the article discusses soaring markets for self-serving narratives, rigged statistics like the jobs report, unemployment and official sanctioned PR campaigns aimed at creating approval, or passive acceptance of corrupt, phony statistics and status quo. I mean, all bubbles eventually pop, you know, and this is a BS bubble, okay? It's starting to pop because the BS is getting, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's leaking.
It's leaking, and it's not good. And people who rely on, you know, actual things that exist and are true for their livelihood are starting to realize that this is a BS bubble. Honesty should be the primary word of the day media and in our government, you know. But technology is being used to replicate BS quicker and at almost a zero cost. you know, the gist of the market for BS is that BS is now so cheap to distribute and so overabundant that the market for BS, it's believability, but it's soon crashing. I mean, you can say all day long that jobs, you know, the unemployment rate is 4.9%, but guess what?
Yeah. Just drive up and down the street.
When you look at the reality of manufacturing being 12, million jobs and the government being 9 million more.
Well, what do we manufacture?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We
got all this manufacturing jobs. We got jobs. Where are they? What do we manufacture? What do we have here anymore?
Do you know we're manufacturing? BS.
Well, that's okay. So the unemployment rate's at 4%, right?
Right.
So that means that if you look at 10 of your friends, less than half of one is unemployed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the numbers are a little higher than that.
Oh, really? Do you think that the unemployment rate is what? What do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's at least 25%, if not higher.
I'm going to say 38 to 40.
Yeah, but, when you're on food stamps and you're on...
You're not really unemployed then.
When you're getting, welfare,
you're not unemployed. That's the way I... If you have a job and you still don't make enough money... That, where you require government subsistence.
That's one thing.
You're still unemployed.
Right.
Bless you for being out there trying, getting a job and stuff like that. But to me, full employment is a full-time job where you can sustain yourself and your family.
Wow, that's a hard one to get out there right now.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Are there any people doing that?
I'll tell you what. The rubber is going to meet the road here, and it's already starting to, because it's like cheating in school. Sooner or later, it's going to come back on you because you can cheat all day long, and guess what? If you don't know the subject material and you have to take a test at the end of the day, the test is, you don't know the material, you're going to get quizzed and you're going to
bomb. Karma's wicked. Yeah. Karma, she's a wicked thing, let me tell you.
We're going through an economic test right now, and at the end of the day, when there are no jobs and there are no economy, and you've got, the market's tanking, except for the Dow, because, that's not controlled, and they would not skew those statistics, would they?
Digits.
It's digits. The didgeridoo.
Dump another 10,000 digits into the market.
Just hit the button a couple more times.
So we're starting to realize the high cost of BS. And the high cost of BS is going to cascade down around us as this thing goes on because, socialism is destroying our social structure. It's destroying our health care. It's destroying our markets. It's destroying... Oh, geez.
Our survival.
Where does that happen? I mean, any place else that you can think of that's actually happened?
Well, I had a good discussion with my teenager yesterday. About the differences between capitalism and socialism and fascism and the different forms of government and the way they work. Because she's taking college courses now through her high school, and she's coming home with stuff like her history teacher told her that Jefferson intentionally wrote the Constitution as vague so that it could be interpreted by every generation. She's getting a bunch of nonsense like that. So, we had a good discussion, and she goes, well, if we're a capitalist society, how come America's in so much trouble now? And I said, kid, that's what you don't understand, is we haven't been a capitalist society for over 100 years.
Right.
Yeah. We've been socialism into crony capitalism into fascism and back. And
I guess the chart of the day comes from Zero Hedge. It's the WTF chart of the day. U.S. factory orders tumble for the longest streak in history. Now, just suck that up for a minute and then talk about how good our economy's doing, liberals.
And how good the job scene is out there. All the manufacturing companies that we still have.
And then we have the bonus WTF chart of the day, which is U.S. capital goods shipments, non-defense, collapsed by 9.4%. Year over year.
Well, see, that's what you don't understand. You're just, you're primitive, and you don't understand the new economy.
I'm a primitive knuckle dragger.
Yeah, you're a primitive knuckle dragger.
See, my sister's shaking. Stop. Knock it off.
I didn't say a word.
And when you pay your workforce in fictional currency, you can produce fictional goods, and the economy is great.
Yeah, and I guess the coming financial storm is just all BS, right? Mm-hmm.
So then if we play Monopoly, it's all good.
That's right. See, you don't have to produce 1,000 cars to make money anymore. You just got to hit 1,000 YouTube posts.
There you go. And then
we can pay you with some digits.
And then you look at this and you go,
I got it.
They're
now
just like Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank tries to explain why it did not deliver physical gold and fails. I mean, so when the people that invested in their EFT fund,
the smart people said, I want my gold instead of this piece of paper. And they went,
gold?
What gold? Yeah.
There's no
gold in them hills.
It's extra gold stresses that the owners of the units can exercise the right to the delivery of securitized gold anytime the gold is delivered by the branch bank and the investors, blah, 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 the condition that the branch bank offers the service, as the gold can only be delivered through the investor's custodial bank. Really what this comes down to is we're not going to deliver it, and maybe they don't even have it.
Meanwhile, Dieter's sitting in the vault with a can of spray paint going, oh, man. Scheiße!
Give me your
piece
of paper and I'll gladly give your gold on Tuesday.
Daffy Duck in there.
It's mine! It's mine!
I'm a coward, but I'm a greedy little coward. That's the end of the show, guys. So,
don't forget, there's no Patriot meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m., but we will be back the following week.
And as usual, remember when all of our health insurance got cheaper and we were all given free unicorns? Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original, so don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberties over security, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
And this
has
been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a great week.
Primitive.
Donald Trump spokesmen were out in force Sunday defending the Republican presidential nominee on various points, including his comments on immigration and trip to Mexico last week for a speech. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says that the Republican nominee and Mexico's president disagree about what was said about the border wall, but still had a productive conversation.
A prosperous and safe Mexico benefits us. A prosperous and safe United States benefits Mexico. We look forward to continuing that conversation with the Mexican president. And we were very happy that Mr. Trump showed the type of leadership that a would-be president shows by accepting that invitation and showing up.
Conway says Hillary Clinton's campaign is looking to shift attention away from their candidate.
They want this election to be about Donald Trump, and the American people want this election to be about honesty and trustworthiness, and her being more accessible and forthcoming in her responses.
That audio is courtesy of ABC's This Week. Turkish troops and allied Syrian rebels have expelled the